GTS!
So many games.
Ah.
Wow.
Jimmy, okay?
Ooh, the flying tomato.
Oh, TMTOLO. DL2L2D. Oh, HDSOL. HD1. Whoa, Guts of War 2. Entrails of Intestinox. Colon Smash. Rectum Kill.
We've made a game that'll reward the hardcore gamer with hundreds and hundreds of hours of...
Finished it.
Huh? But working on this game cost me my marriage. I have twins I've never met.
Well, when you meet them, tell them your game's too easy.
Gary tweets that he's listening to a new, proof listening to a new podcast for GamesRadar.com. And then Scott replies, oh, does that mean Talk Radar is canceled? I was like, why would you ever think that and put that out there, Scott?
Why did he say that?
I have no clue.
Scott, like, you goofy bastard. So
on that note, welcome to Talk Radar 187. This is Michael Raparez.
Lil Wayne.
Diddy Cent.
Sure. And I am Christopher Antista. I can't find Jay-Z.
I have to admit, you guys look much larger and whiter than all your publicity photos.
Yes, it's a trick.
I wanted to be the Hova.
This is great. What is this called, Mike?
Rap board. The rap board.
The rap board. It's beautiful.
And it's Luna!
Yes! It's a bunch of pictures of rappers' heads with, like, their drops and, like, one-liners that they always
say.
Come up!
DMX!
Yeah, it would have been great for, let's say an all-rap podcast.
Keep a lookout on my Twitter for when that'll be coming.
Yeah.
The rap.
Well, I think we all
rap
have
radar.
To.
Rap
I think radar. We all have to start our own podcast.
Yeah, clearly.
It is the law.
Yeah, boy!
Jesus.
I do feel there's this Twitter campaign I've seen of this guy complaining that every comedian in LA seems to have their own podcast, and all they ever do is appear on each other's podcast to then at the end say, listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
By the way, listen to Laser Time. You can find that at lasertimepodcast.com.
Austin isn't here, but check out VG Empire.
Yeah.
And here I was about to say, we'd never do that.
No.
Not ever.
No, never. But I wouldn't until I looked at the numbers of the latest podcast, which is our first ever, Laser Time's first ever, all video game focused podcast.
Save this for plugs, man.
Lowest numbers ever. Everybody hates it. Everybody hates it.
Nobody
so that's
wants
why
to hear
it
Laser
plugs.
Time talk
and
about
I,
video games.
And I switch hosting, which I'm now paying for. I have no idea how Talk Radar exists because how much money it costs to host a single show. And have it download fast. Oh, my God.
Clearly, you guys are no good at talking about video games once you're outside of this environment.
Let's move on.
All right.
I am, because I'm Chris Antista, PC Gamer Digital, and my first contribution to PC Gamer Digital went live on Tuesday. The all Minecraft episode, just in time for MineCon.
Yay!
99 cents. I might announce a contest related to that episode. Stop it, Michael. Very soon.
I don't have a soundboard. I have to have analog.
Well, I can do it for you, although I do not appreciate you making me... I don't appreciate you making me do that.
Aren't they worried that MineCon is one... is about a half a letter away from MineComp?
No.
That's an interesting observation, isn't it? Not all of our minds go towards Nazis.
Well, when I heard Chris say MineCon, I was ready for him to give an old MF at the end there.
Motherfucker?
No. Conf.
Michael, get this thing back together.
All right. Let's move on. Top
I'm
7.
Trying to talk
week.
About him.
Shut up! Shut up, because we got a top 7. It's written by the UK.
But what else are we doing this week?
Like how we just, you know, refer to them as the UK, like they're not people. Matt Cundy.
Well,
and,
we are Americans.
And Dave Hutton.
They're a kingdom united. Hey, and I wanted to congratulate those boys in getting their podcast back up.
Game
Radar UK. It's like Talk Radar UK, but with a different name. I haven't listened to the show yet, but I'm so glad those guys are doing a podcast again.
Eventually.
Congrats, dudes.
Yeah, they're having a little trouble getting it on iTunes, but
Having trouble with that nowadays.
It's because all those LA comedians are
probably
flooding their server with their own podcast.
Brett has a video game music podcast called VG Empire that's having problems fitting on iTunes.
I don't
find
know
more about
Brett.
That at
VGEmpire.com. Brett person.
I like to think Carlos Mencia just makes an event out of having himself on his podcast.
That's my other friend,
Carlos Mencia's I'm Still Finding Work Somehow podcast.
I don't think he is. It's
supposed to be a Mark Maron's podcast, but I stole myself.
Yeah.
Well, he's performing in Reno. I saw an
Well, okay. He can keep performing forever. Like, all right, but
top seven enemies that scuttle and jump at your face. It was originally going to be scuttle about and jump at your face. But
we decided we needed to make this SEO friendly for the search engine. So,
but
really,
it's weird. I do sort of understand exactly what you said. The headline, like, really? But I get exactly what they're talking about.
Sure.
I almost feel like you should call it scuttle about. I think scuttle about's better. But
song from Tommy.
Well, I mean, if you're going for like sort of conversational, just go all the way conversational.
I scuttle about ominously and jump quickly towards your exposed face.
Also, I know the song from Tommy is fiddle about, but you know, I want you to think of it as scuttle about.
How many people did you lose even clarifying that?
All of them. Nobody's listening now. Absolutely nobody.
Well, let's talk about our real secrets.
Like, I was like, you said it the first time. I'm like, I don't want Michael to know I don't know anything about Tommy.
You've never seen any of the Who's Tommy?
No, but I have played the Pinball Wizard pinball game.
He's a pinball wizard.
That's the one. Right. Okay. You've officially gone too far.
But yeah, it's really more like top seven face huggers.
Yeah,
right?
That's pretty much what top seven face huggers.
Face huggers, or maybe face fuckers.
Face fuckers, nice. Yes.
The best seven.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's best ten.
Best ten?
Yeah. But anyway, did you play the thing?
I did.
No, I didn't hear it.
There we go. Drops, yo.
Number seven is the Pregnators from Duke Nukem Forever.
Well, you're an expert on this.
Oh,
Michael.
God. These are charming things, and I think they're funny in the context of here's a scuttling thing that's an overt, not even subtle, cock and balls that's spewing white goo at Duke's face.
I think even subtle defines
the idea of the idea of a giant cock and balls just spraying spooge at Duke Nukem is kind of funny, but they do point out that these things kind of helped make that whole hive level just really kind of, it goes from like kind of crude and stupid to just really uncomfortable for a while.
Well, because those things rape women to death, right?
And like, well, yeah, they explode.
I don't want to, all right, sorry, but
you
I
do
know
see,
that's
you do
no
see
no
a
word.
Couple of them on women, but they're like, they're clearly going for the mouth, but then they linked to this concept art in the feature that clearly shows like, okay, this is like bestiality right here. This is like women being bent over and fucked by these creatures, and
I don't know.
That's hilarious!
But it's so funny, you overlook how awful it is.
Like, no, subtlety has no place in humor.
There's a difference between a lack of subtlety and just crassness. Like,
funny story about Duke Nukem, my roommate still plays that game online.
Forever?
Yes.
By himself?
Wow.
With literally the six same people that play it every night in
like
public lobbies.
Circa 1998 deathmatch.
It is unreal.
When they're all online together, they just say like, man, Megan Fox is the hottest girl ever. Why does everybody like that Christina Hendricks? She's fat.
Oh, Henry, your distaste for the common man.
I do.
I don't know why anyone would jerk off to the Wholesome Twins. And Jessica Alba's so much hotter.
That's how I define the whole Penn State thing. Is really jocks run amok. That's what I.
That is hysterical. But football. That's all I ever hear.
But
child rapist. But football. Football. Yes. Football. I thought we were number one. Yes, and child rape. Congratulations.
If that guy isn't there, we won't be number one.
What happens to be number one?
But yes, Duke Nukem's pretty.
Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Isn't that the same level with like the breast doors or the breast walls or something?
The breast walls that you can walk up and slap.
Right.
You just slap him for a while and Duke's like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I heard another quote where he basically like fingers a door and then just says like a double entendre, except I'm like, but this isn't an entendre.
Oh,
like, that
that's
is an
right.
anus
he goes
door.
Up and he's like, coochie. He like tickles the anus doors and they open. Just like in real life.
I'm Duke Nukem.
Damn it! I had all these Duke Nukem sound effects.
I'm so lonely.
My Duke Nukem ass and titties remix.
Won't
what
someone
to
laugh
it?
At me?
Please tell me.
He probably never even
that movie or that game also just seemed desperate because he was like, yeah. "No, like I'm as relevant as Halo and everything else. I'm still cool,
look
right?"
At me. I'm actually, make it seemed fun like it was Master Chief.
It seemed like it was under the impression it was still cooler than Master Chief and yes. every character.
Hey, I'm back. You love me like you did in '96, and you were 12.
Dolph Lundgren's too old to play me now.
Still, it'd be pretty. I think it'd be a better movie now if they did it.
Yeah.
What if they hired the delightful Uwe Boll?
I'm
sure he's like the only person they could get to direct that.
That'd be pretty great movie.
He would be all over that and make the crassest piece of shit imaginable.
Yes.
Well, he already kind of did that. It'd be just like how he handled Postal.
Have great idea for teabag scene in Duke Nukem movie. I'm Uwe Boll. I'd have no good impression.
It's good.
You're welcome.
In America, Germans are Russians.
An American movie bomb too. Everybody yell.
Shall we move on?
Let me get your way out of here.
Alright, fuck off, Uva.
Welcome back.
Nobody likes your name.
Number 6.
The Leapers from Resistance.
Ah. Hey, Resistance. That's a game I
played. Who played Resistance? Show of hands.
Again, gonna have to go to you on this one.
I thought they said the Leapers. I was thinking Bunny Rabbits. Why
would you think?
I just trying to avoid talking about Resistance.
Is this a sandbox game where you had lightning powers and you could be good or evil?
Yes, actually. Yeah. And I recently did a vampire DLC.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Is that game with the smiling sack?
Yeah, let's all revel in our ignorance.
I played the first Resistance.
Then you remember the Leapers.
No,
you don't remember the little scuttly things?
I don't remember a lot about that.
They caused so much controversy in Manchester Cathedral because...
Oh, I do remember that.
Then, the Church of England was all like...
How dare you kill these adorable animals in our cathedral? This is a place of God, son.
I just imagine the representatives for the Church of England as like these big stentorian Dickensian men with giant mutton chops.
I looked it up in Google Image. You're not off.
I imagine them as like basically Ian Holm, current Ian Holm, but wearing purple. Like very. Yeah.
They still wear like high necked shirts with string ties.
Sorry, I don't think that highly.
Bring this man from the church and bring me more boiled meat.
I hear in Grimm's voice. I hear more John Hurt from V for Vendetta.
They will remember why they need us. Very guttural from the back of the smokes.
You can't be offended because you're white. Shut up, British people.
I heard some British feelings joking about V for Vendetta recently.
Britos, that was pretty rude.
Yeah, Britos is pretty rude, Henry.
So on November 5th, I tweeted, Happy V for Vendetta Day or whatever, Britos. I only saw the movie once.
I kind of saw three people that responded to that. You still using that Britos term, Henry?
Yeah, that was a few responses. Still saying Britos. Yeah,
like, wow, I didn't realize you were serious about that. I thought it was just
well,
ironic.
Only when I'm trying to be condescending to the British. Uh-huh. I love Alan Partridge, guys. He's really funny.
All right, I'm sure that's meaningful to somebody.
Oh, hey, man. Come on, that's as far as I can tell. He is the tops for British comedy nerds, and I don't mean comedy nerds of British comedy, I mean British nerds of comedy.
That sounds like the worst offshoot of Cuban comedy ever. Jesus. The British nerds of British
I don't know what happened, but I really wanted to reject your TV pitch just there a second ago. What the hell?
What do those Chimera do that's different?
They scuttle. I remember there being hero moments where one of them is about to kill one of the other soldiers.
Oh, man, did it use six axes to get it off your face? I bet you
possibly.
Did.
Possibly. I don't know.
I bet you did.
But, yeah, I remember shooting a fuckload of them. They were just everywhere.
Boy, man, this has been quite a year for the PS3 guys that had their biggest... all the biggest franchises had games this year. Resistance, Infamous, and Uncharted.
And Killzone.
And Killzone, man.
Yeah.
And SOCOM, and Little Big Planet. This is the biggest year ever for PlayStation 3,
Little Big
guys.
Planet 2 and Killzone 2
Do you have a punch
this year.
I'm just telling you how positive I am for PS3.
Don't forget about Genji 3.
That's not going to happen.
All those games came out and changed the world, and everybody's talking about them all year long.
All right. Let's move on.
All right.
They
have
the sound.
Yes.
Sorry.
When there's silence, it means you should fill it with sound effects.
Swarmers from Dead Space.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, those guys are really annoying.
Like,
yeah.
Right when I heard the headline, this is exactly what I thought of.
Yeah. So those are the baby heads that shoot. That have the three prongs that shoot stuff at you. They barely jump it. I mean, they
compare
do jump
them to a lump of kebab meat, which
of course
won't make sense to anybody in the
it's
U.S.
It's a really popular fast food
that's
here.
Well, it's Britain's equivalent of the burrito,
that's
pretty
true.
Much. The kebab
burrito.
It may be strange to kids, but there are very few Mexican people in the U.K. They actually don't live there in large numbers.
But who do they exploit for cheap labor?
I'm saying, when this whole games journalism thing falls through, I'm going to go open a Mexican restaurant
Let's all do it.
It's going to go well.
Let's start it together.
They don't like anything spicy.
We'll make a blood pact right here.
Yes. Everyone,
murder, suicide, your hand open.
Cutting my hand open.
Okay.
All right.
You know,
four.
Japan doesn't have enough Mexican places either.
Yeah. Are we done with the things?
They definitely crawl around and shoot at you, right?
Yep. Well, they scuttle
about. Those are my least favorite enemies in the game. I mean, I don't hate them, but it's the most difficult to deal with.
Are they the ones that crawl on you?
They can if they get close enough.
Well, like, they'll jump on your face, but more often they spike
out their three fucking...
They're in a corner on the wall, and they're hard to spot, and you just have to watch their trail coming at you to
and
find
you. You can shoot their faces, but you'll waste all your ammo. So
this
you have
isn't
to take
the little guys that come out of the big fat guys.
No.
No, okay, these are
no,
the kind
these
of
are the
three tentacle guys?
Three tentacle guys.
They have that sort of awkward, wobbly walk, and they just come at you in giant swarms.
Well, so long as you have, you know, the line cutter, and you just turn it horizontal, like, it'll take off the three at the base. Like, it's a pretty easy way to take care of it.
I think that was my favorite death I ever had in Dead Space. Where it was in one of the Zero's G units where it's silent, you know? And I was covered in the little ultra tiny guys that were swarming on me. And while I was covered with them, I got killed. And so I got some, like, brutal death animation. I think it was from that, like, indestructible guy. And basically, like, he cut off both my arms, eviscerated me, and I'm sitting there with these things crawling on me, and then he decapitates me. And I'm like, I am really dead. I'm real dead.
It's going to be hard to bounce back from.
Yeah.
It's a lot of therapy.
I got a large health pack, but I don't think that's going to help.
I love when they rip off his head and then walk around as you, like, for a little bit, like,
that's
a death
creepy.
Animation.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, you know, guys, in our Game of the Year discussion, let's not forget Dead Space 2.
Wasn't as good as 1.
Nope.
You're not in this conversation.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I don't have a fucking...
You gotta answer Skyrim, fucking Minecraft, PC boy.
Let me answer that.
They're all no games.
We'll be Skyrim or Portal 2. I don't... Actually, that'll be what we'll...
Skyrim.
That'll
be Skyrim.
Game of the Year, Minecraft. Runner-up, Minecraft.
Third place,
runner up
Daggerfall.
Minecraft. Runner up Minecraft beta.
It was made available on good old games. I don't actually know. Probably
Minecraft
wasn't.
Minecraft came out last year. Hardly worth
no,
it.
No, the initial release date was this week, but we'll
get
into that in the
gold.
Next segment.
All right, but the phenomenon start.
Look, I can't even keep up this persona.
This facade.
PC Gamer Digital, watch it.
Right.
Do it.
That has a lot to do
exclusive
with the top
exclusive piece from the upcoming Minecraft documentary.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Starring Notch, you can watch him code the game in real time.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking cool.
All right.
I'd totally
back into the
that.
Conversation.
Number four. Moving on.
Number four.
Is the trites from Doom 3. And I don't know if trites are actually what they're called or if they're just making a point that this monster's kind of trite. Mm-hmm. Because
you mean
it's an upside-down human head with spider legs. Which is clearly
that
inspired
doesn't,
by the thing.
Doom's into making ridiculous-looking, like, things that you draw on your Trapper Keeper. Like, that's what Doom is.
Yeah.
Just the male version of Lisa Frank. It is obsessed with.
I accept Doom for what it is. It's not serious, and it's not it'll never be. It'll only seem more out of place as time goes on. Like Doom 4, I don't know what are they gonna do.
You can hate on Doom all you want,
Doom
kind 2 of still great. Doom 3 better than it gets credit for.
No, they're fun to play, but you wouldn't like. No one would hold them up as high art.
Doom is
Doom
the kind
3
of thing
last year again. And I was like, that was acceptable.
And Doom is the kind of thing you should see out of context in a metal video. But this is that, like, you know, let's make it its own thing. So. Let's give it a backstory.
Well, I mean, I see what Henry's talking about. It's hard to look at Doom in a post-rage world and appreciate it for what
you.
It is.
What?
Am I not?
Absolutely not.
Is rage not going to be on any list for us?
Yeah.
I do like the little Photoshop they did with the word balloons. And something you will never hear me say again. But
what was it?
This little one going, I fear nothing, and then one in the background saying, I also am brave.
That is funny. Yeah. That is funny.
You guys. Where are we at?
So yeah.
That was number four?
It's a lot of human heads.
What's the deal with Doom 4 is... What? Is it announced?
I think at the last QuakeCon, they basically were like, Doom 4 is still a thing. Moving on.
Moving back to Rage. Everyone get pumped.
Are you ready to ride in a car with John Goodman? Let me hear you.
Well, the Rage engine is so impressive. Wow. I felt like they made Rage just to make that, just to use that engine because they weren't ready to make Doom 4 with it.
Big Snoop D-O-Dub.
That was the wrong one.
Ryan, okay, there's an idea. If it ever wants to like organize a really cool contest, grand prize is a ride in a car with John Goodman where he recites his monologue from the beginning of Rage.
I would enter that contest.
I would so enter that.
How many more years do you think John Goodman's got?
I thought he lost a bunch of weight, but then he was on Community.
He's
and, like,
not looking so hot on Community.
And it looked like somebody like deflated a balloon, but then like slightly like blew the rest of it up, but it didn't fill up all the way.
Also, a leathery balloon.
So many of his lines feel really labored, or like he's almost out of breath. I'm like,
pansexual imp.
They're still great.
He's basically doing Rip Torn for some reason on Community.
Yeah, well, Rip Torn has gone too crazy, so they can't catch him. Well, actually, Rip Torn became too old to play the old guy on 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
Wow. Rip Torn and Freddy Got Fingered is one of the best performances in any comedy ever.
Let me say one of my favorite movie. My favorite scene in that movie is when he shows up at the office where Tom Green is, where Drew Barrymore plays the secretary. And she's like, hey, you can't go in here. And without looking at her, he just walks past and says, shut up, bitch.
And then like something jumps out at his face?
No, and then Tom Green sprays him down with elephant sperm.
Don't spoil it, all right?
My attempt to get this discussion back on track was completely ignored.
Wow, all right.
Well, that animal's I'm just saying, Freddy Got Fingered is not the worst film ever. As some people say it's actually
Roger Ebert
worth...
thinks it is.
Well, he's wrong.
He called it a vomitorium, I remember.
That's accurate.
It is.
It's not the worst.
True.
It's certainly a vomitorium.
That really sounds like a ride at the fair on The Simpsons.
Yes.
It's also, you'll never see him. They'll never make another movie like that. Like,
no,
it's so unique.
No.
You should just celebrate it for that. Like, all right.
Number! Michael, help me out here!
Three.
Number three.
The Parasites from Metroid Prime.
Ah,
or, as they say here, the creatures who are crazy good at scuttling and will get green shit all in your face.
Mm. Yeah, that guy looked like he had just said, I don't know.
Yeah.
In the picture.
Wow, there's a reference.
80s babies, stand up.
You can't even watch... You actually can't watch that show on television anymore. No. Like, it's not on.
Hey, god damn!
Do they actually make people say I don't know before they slime them now, or do they just slime them?
No,
is that small element of subtlety lost to the ages?
I don't think these they still slime people like
they
the
do,
whole thing.
But it's
at
like
the,
a call-in show when you text like AdventureTime at JustinBieber.com.
Well, also every year at the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards, they slime celebrities. Like that's the thing. Like, here's Jude Law. He just got slimed.
God, I wish I could remember the name.
There
of the Penn
isn't
State
something
coach.
Expensive.
Joe Paterno.
That costs more than your parents' annual salaries. He'll throw it away.
Uh-oh, here's Joe Paterno getting slimed. Naughty.
Has Sandusky? Was Sandusky molesting children? I don't know.
I don't know.
Best Picture goes to Melancholia. Here's Lars von Trier getting slimed. I heard Kristen Dunst has a nude scene in that movie.
Whoa.
Gross.
All I can think of is Herb 7 in an Interview with a Vampire. I never want to see her nude.
Yeah. You brought it to it to this place.
I don't know if anything I'd ever watch with her in it.
What were we talking about? Metroid Prime.
Green shit getting
I'm not into
faces.
Video games.
I wish Brett was here. He could talk
about he knows this. All about Metroid and the GameCube.
Well, you can hear Brett every week going,
Shut up.
If it's not a Zoomer, then I don't know what the hell it is from Metroid.
If it's not Ridley or Kraid,
I'm guessing they, are they like brain slugs at least? They take over your brain?
Probably. Let me hit you with a bit of material that I posted on Twitter last night.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys. What is Samus Aran's favorite shooter?
What?
Modern Warfare.
Oh!
I didn't get it.
I got it.
Warfare's a area.
I know.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare is a game that came out that's pretty popular. It's
really?
Yeah. You play as Soap.
Did we address my tweet on Modern Warfare that was just as hysterical?
Boy, we've spent a lot of time recounting tweets on this episode.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Right. No,
I'm allowed to derail this.
No,
I guess.
Not move on.
It's this is important. No, this is important because GamesRadar UK launched their podcast this week. Why does every British person I hear say Modern Warfare? It sounds like Modern Wharf Air, like the air of a wharf. Why Modern Wharf Air?
Maybe it's you know,
I wasn't
the air that is breathed or passed by warp,
you know,
from Star Trek.
You, I think I found the appropriate meeting for that medium for that joke the first time, and I should have brought it up.
Do you have cricket sound effects?
I actually do, and I will give them to myself.
I deserve one or two of those.
No, you don't. You're fine. There you go. Yeah. Take a victory lap.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe we should move on.
Number two is The Flood, Infection Farm from Halo.
Hey, another game I played the shit out of.
I know this one. So those Flood, huh? You didn't see them coming. Then they just show up when you didn't expect it. That was pretty, it was pretty crazy.
Shaped weird. They look like Link's hat fucked a shellfish.
Yeah.
And grew little twig arms.
Yeah, I can see. Then it just turns the game into a zombie game.
Yeah, it kind of does.
You know the only human to reject the Flood?
Who?
Sergeant. Sergeant Green Johnson.
Sergeant Caveman.
Sergeant Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. He's the only one.
Sergeant Cave Johnson. Okay.
Yeah. Sergeant Cave Johnson. Yeah. Oh, man. Cave Johnson. Cave best Johnson. Character. Mm-hmm. Who's best character of the year this year? Wheatley or
that was almost 30
Cave
seconds
Johnson.
We were on topic there.
Wow.
Wheatley's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, so Sergeant Johnson is the only one whose Johnson was mighty enough to resist the Flood.
That's right. That happened in a Halo comic.
I've heard people hate that section of the game. Is that accurate?
Wait, I don't
know. I've heard they hate the library.
Yeah,
section.
It's the library they don't like.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the, but the, yeah, the Flood
the
are cool.
Flood does, can get a bit repetitive.
I like when the Flood show, I like in 2 when the Flood just show up, or no, in 3 when the, you haven't seen the Flood in a while and then like a meat, or a, something crash lands and Flood are starting to flood out of it.
Oh!
And then they're all like, oh man, this, I didn't expect them to come.
This button's going to work.
You know, the Flood also, they have a Venus. They have Audrey too. As their boss.
That's the grave mind, isn't it? And he's like,
yeah,
made of body parts or something.
Captain Master Chief, Captain Air. Where you going with eggplant?
Well, I think I only
Chris is stealing my goal.
I only got about as far. Only got about as far as the grave mind in Halo 2, and I just remember like the scene as being something like. Master Chief, the Arbiter, y'all best get along now.
Yeah, I know. He holds. It's such a silly. Like, how could they animate that scene and be like, this isn't silly at all? It doesn't break the entire.
Master Chief, you better think about the cockles where it's in the action.
Fucking Halo's story is so up its butt. Like, it's.
Oh, backhand is smarting up in here. I swear
like,
to God.
Halo is so proud of its story when it's trash. Like, it's garbage. And so poorly told.
So what
like,
you're saying is that Killzone is clearly the better alternative.
I just hadn't. I'd rather play. Oh, I'd rather play Halo, but if I had to watch a film of cut together cutscenes, then it would be Killzone, I guess.
What we should do is we should get video of Halo dialogue and replace it with Banjo Kazooie dialogue.
You know, Kazooie's almost like a facehugger, too. Like, he'll jump on your... Well, he jumps on your back.
Yeah, it's retcon this top 7.
It's almost the opposite.
Shut up. Try to be half on point.
I'm sorry. We should go to number 1.
We're
so
almost
giggly.
Done with this turkey.
Number 1.
The poison and blackhead crabs from Half-Life 2.
Which are horrifying
creatures.
They are.
I hate running into them. They fucking suck.
Yeah.
They put you to one hit point every time they hit you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they are just miserable little shits.
And they make those awful noises, which they went to. Which
and they,
I like.
They look like, like the normal head crabs are like, you know, you're kind of used to them. Then these things show up and they look all diseased and chitinous. And they're like four legged spiders that are enormous.
Can I get a definition of chitinous?
Chitinous, like covering of an insect, chitin.
Carapace?
Yes.
He just schooled everybody.
Yep, that's why Michael's better at this.
You got a sound effect?
I guess
I use big words that people don't understand.
Exoskeleton.
Yeah. That's a former skeleton.
H.G. Giger-y. Aliens-y.
Well, everything is Giger-y in this list.
Yes, like, that's true.
Giger was the one, like...
What do you say?
I like that Giger
You're
just
saying
said,
video
like,
games are derivative? How dare you, Henry? These are all original IPs that are copyrighted and registered to the appropriate parties.
I like that Giger just drew everything as dicks, and then the whole world just like was cool with it, and it became toys.
That was I got to do a report in school about that. Like it was a class on that, and just take
junior high.
In college, it was, but it was about like phallic imagery and progeniture in film and whatnot, and being able to silhouette everything in Aliens. It all of it is dicks and vaginas. Like if you just remove the color. Just
well, it's just not to scare you. Like they're like the scariest thing in the world are your genitals because Americans are so afraid of them.
Commentary,
yeah. Commentary on
talk
the society.
That's right.
What?
But do those little poison head crab guys show up at Ravenholm? I believe that's where you first see them. Right?
I don't know. I think they came around later in the game.
Oh, okay.
Well, isn't Ravenholm the best stage in Half-Life?
Yes. It's a pretty big 180,
actually,
but it is a great stage.
Yeah, Ravenholm is the best stage, and the best moment is when you first find a giant saw blade and chop those dudes
so
in half.
So good.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
100% correct. So
after that, the game doesn't really ever top that.
I do like that,
except maybe at the very end when you're running around with the gravity gun that's been all souped
up. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I do like it is a weird stage, though, where Half-Life 2 becomes a zombie game, and then it's over, and you just leave, and, like, the Russian dude's like, I'll see you around! And then you're like, well, time to turn my...
Yeah, they also make the worst noises.
Yeah.
And then after you leave that area, you're just like, well, never going to do that again. Like, it just, you leave that behind. That's just, same with, like, the dune buggy, right? Like, you do the dune buggy stuff, that's over.
The dune buggy stuff makes a little more sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
But, yeah, I love Ravenholm. But
also,
I love
the
like...
traps in Ravenholm that you can just set up. Like, just the giant spinning blade in the middle of the street and just lure all the zombies toward you, and they just never stop coming.
Yeah,
and you can save all your ammo that way.
You can just crouch underneath the spinning blade.
Also, remember Headley?
I'm sweating through my shirt. I want to point that out.
You mean Lamar?
Yeah, Lamar. That's right.
Headley.
Lamar was adorable.
Yeah.
I love Lamar. And the.
I'm a scientist. Lamar, get down from there.
Also, if you buy Super Meat Boy on Steam, you can play as a headcrab.
That's true.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
What else is on Steam?
This week.
Gabe Newell?
That's your cue.
PC Gamer Digital is on sale on Steam this week, and the episode is all Minecraft-focused. Even if that doesn't interest you, I want you to download it so bad.
You know, I think I saw Ravenholm remade in Minecraft.
I'm sure I did. I want you to see this so bad. This new episode of PC Gamer.
How bad
Digital.
Do you want
it's
to see it?
It's the first one I've been in that you can see. How bad? If you befriend me on Steam, I'll buy you the episode.
Whoa.
I'll buy you the episode.
Oh, whoa. Chris.
I'm supposed to say the first 50, but we'll see. The first 50. But who knows? Who knows? And my Steam title after the break.
I'm so good at this.
A-plus.
I will save everybody.
That was a good top seven. It's just hard to talk about.
It was.
Like, it's
I thought we found a lot of things to talk about, mostly to go off topic.
Carlos Mencia.
Hitler. those were all topics in the thing.
You can't do that on television.
Great gag jokes.
Remember Banana Man, guys?
Oh,
when Eric
eats
a banana, he becomes
Banana Man.
You know what? In the break, we're going to play a little bit of the Banana Man.
Okay, sure. I'm done with that.
I don't have any jurisdiction here anymore.
Nope.
Sucks.
Does he even have a theme song?
When Eric eats a banana. That's a theme song.
That's an intro. That's not a song.
People don't talk like that. What is
bananas
that accent?
Bananas in pajamas.
Bananas in Pajamas.
Oh, okay.
So that's a game I used to play with my girlfriend.
I miss it.
Fine, take us to break. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about some new releases. There's a fuckload of them this week.
A word?
Yeah.
Word.
DMX. Woo! Hey!
I'm Mark Maron from WTF, and you're listening to Talk Radar at GamesRadar.com.
I'm being creative. Now, if you'll excuse me, I still have some work to do.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausage? Sausages? Sausages?
This is 29 Acacia Road. And this is Eric, the schoolboy who leads an amazing double life. For when Eric eats a banana, an amazing transformation occurs. Eric is Banana Man, ever alert for the call to action.
This week's episode of Talk Radar is brought to you by Cave Story 3D. Cave Story 3D is a side-scrolling action-adventure game inspired by the original 2D fan favorite. Now sporting a full 3D world, Cave Story takes the proven 2D exploration action into stereoscopic awesomeness.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy. I wanna mow it.
All right.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to segment two of Talk Radar 187. So it's been kind of a bumper fuck week for game releases.
Thank you, Rapboard.
Yeah. And what's everyone's favorite game so far?
Mario 3D Land.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is last week. All right.
Well, Ravens, come on!
Hey, Mario!
Saints Row the Third for me.
Well, yep. I know what Matt Keist's favorite new game from this week is.
Skyrim.
Probably the only one he's played.
Yeah, it's the only one I've
played. So, Need for Speed.
Yes.
The Run.
Yes.
So is it really just a series of quick time events where you have to get out of your car constantly?
Heavy Rain style.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, do you just like tap up to get out of the way of things?
Yeah, it's
while you're
like
driving,
20
your
minutes.
Car drives
it's like 20 minutes of quick time events, and then you drive for about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then
that's
it's
good.
20 more.
And that's the whole campaign? Jesus.
Yeah.
Health!
I think there are literally 3 quick time events in the entire like multi hour campaign. And they each last like 2 minutes at the most. So
it's so bizarre. That's what they like.
That's what they showed
in the initial trailer. It was like, this is it. This is what this is.
No, it's not.
I told that story to E3 where
they want to prejudice you against this anyway.
The developers were like so embarrassed. Like, all right, we're in the room.
Yeah.
After seeing the EA E3 demo, it was like, okay, look, this is less than 10% of the game is QuickTime events. I promise you.
I sat through like 3 previews for that game, and every single one of them was damage control. Like, the very first thing they said was like, this isn't QuickTime events. Like, that's a very small part of the game, and it's like...
And maybe the other stuff wasn't ready yet, but I mean, they had some stuff that they could have shown that was actual racing that would have differentiated it from... previous Need for Speeds, which is what seemed to be what they wanted to do with the whole QuickTime events, because these like set pieces that they do where you're being chased by the cops or the mob or something.
Or a helicopter. Like and you're driving away from the view of the helicopter as it shoots.
Well, the helicopter has like a spotlight. You have to try to swerve out of the spotlight to avoid the gunfire and stuff. At the same time that the helicopter is doing that, there are like, you know, dudes in cars chasing you and stuff like that. And
Are there any more like that's the only one I played? Are there any more moments like that? Because that's what I thought would really distinguish this game, like more cinematic moments.
The very first thing you do is you get chased by the mob for a bit. And
why are all these people after you?
Well, because the idea is that your main character is this cocky douchebag who got in over his head, and so the mob wants to kill him because he owes him money. And so that's why he does the race, is that he's desperate for money.
And so nobody wants him to finish. Does someone not want him to finish the race or something like that?
Yeah, but that's, I guess,
spoiler,
I don't know why.
He boned the sheriff's daughter. He stole the mob boss's Ferrari.
Nobody gets away from Buford T.
Well, the purse of the race is like $25 million or something like that. So I guess they just want to. The mob wants to win. But anyways, no. So like one of the first real big set piece that you encounter is, so they have these like kind of boss fights where you get to a certain part of the race and you have to beat one guy, and they're better than the other racers usually. And they'll like introduce who the guy is before you race them. But you're racing this guy over the Rockies, and then like he drives off the main road, and you have to follow him. And it's like into the like avalanche blasting area where they like artificially set off avalanches. So you're driving on these icy roads against this guy, and then like mortars start landing and then shooting avalanches across the road at you. And then it gets crazier and crazier until these like giant boulders are landing on the road and you have to swerve around them. And
would you say that portion of the game really highlighted the Frostbite 2 engine's amazing graphical capabilities?
Yeah, there were a lot of particle effects, that's for sure.
Nice.
The other thing I noticed about Frostbite, based on what you told me about Battlefield 3, is like sometimes you'll like come around a corner and then the sun like obscures the entire road and you can't see anything.
Yep.
Yeah, please.
Frostbite 3's got better lens flare than any game
that
ever.
That video Tyler Wilde posted on Games Radar from Battlefield where we all jumped in a server and used a tactical flashlight.
Yeah.
They're fixing that though, right, Coop?
Yes, they are. They're making it so it's like, it still works like that really up when you're up close. But the further away you get, it's no longer a blinding light.
Yes.
Shockingly.
Sorry, I was trying to give you some Eastbound and Down music, Matt, but YouTube is not having it.
Yeah, that's true. So, did you like the game overall? What did you give it in the end?
I gave it an 8, which means great.
Well, it does mean great.
Nice.
Factually correct.
Apparently, the actual reviews of the game are all over the board. Like, some reviewers thought it was mediocre. Some agreed with me.
It was great.
Kind of all over the place. But I'm on the high end, I will admit that.
So you'd recommend it overall, though?
I do. I mean, like, man, just playing through the, you know, the multiplayer is just kind of regular races. It doesn't have all the cool stuff that, like, Hot Pursuit had. But, like, the campaign itself is totally worth playing.
So how many races can you pick from?
Four,
like, more
what?
More races than Skyrim? I'm sorry, that's a dumb joke.
Hey, I heard there was a 2-hour campaign. The campaign's only 2 hours. How cool is that?
Right.
What?
It's hard to tell. I mean, the thing is that it clocks your time, and for me, it was like closer to 4 hours. It was 3 hours something. but like, it took me longer. Like, whatever it's clocking is not what's actually happening, because like, it's only clocking the time that you spent on a specific leg of the race without retry attempts. And so, like, I mean, it took me like 2 days of playing it to basically beat the whole campaign, so.
And 3 days worth of cursing loudly at it.
Yeah, I mean, well, until I got good at the game, and then it wasn't so bad.
It seemed like joyous cursing, though, the same kind of.
Yeah, early it wasn't.
Yeah.
Early I was like, fuck this shit. But then later when I got good at it, it was just like, you know, I would curse when I like lost a race at the very last second.
Oh, but one thing you were asking me about, or we were talking about, was the physics of the cars. Like, it's not a sim like Shift, but it's nowhere near as forgivingly arcadey as Hot Pursuit.
Right. Which is why I sucked at the game for a long time.
Because you expected it just to be...
I was trying to drive it like an arcade racer, and, you know, you have to be... When you go into turns, you got to, like... You have to watch, like, the map constantly to see when a big turn is coming. And then, like, let go of the gas, really hit the brake before you go into the turn. Otherwise, you're just going to understeer right into the wall. Whereas, like, when I went back and played some Hot Pursuit to make sure I wasn't crazy. And, like, in Hot Pursuit, you can just charge into a turn no matter how sharp it is, slam the, you know, stick to the side and hit the brakes and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Was there a level set in Texarkana? It's a Smokey and the Bandit related joke.
Place?
Yes.
Okay. Is it in Texas?
Texarkana, Arizona.
Is it? Henry, where is it?
Texarkana is a city on the border of Arkansas and Texas.
Boom!
You don't go near that area.
I have another question about the game. So you're racing from one coast to another.
Yeah.
How good of a job do they do at representing each area in between?
Well, now I haven't been to every state, and a lot of the middle ones are just, you know, countryside.
Cornfields.
Is that what it's like, though, in the game? Like, you just get into the middle of the country, and it's like, all right, hope you like corn.
Well, they do a smart thing where they basically truncate the middle of the country.
Of course. So.
And then he drove in the middle of the country.
Why does that always happen to us?
That's why the game's 3 hours long, by the way. They just said, fuck the middle of the country.
It's no longer flyover country. Now it's truncation country.
Yes. but from
Topeka to Oklahoma City was real exciting.
Yeah. I mean,
there were a bunch of quick time events.
From a California standpoint, you know, you start in San Francisco, they do a perfect recreation of the Embarcadero, which is really cool, and then you go up the Bay Bridge, you go across Altamont Pass, and it has all, like, the windmills and stuff, and it looks just like it.
I have this strange sneaking suspicion that game companies do a real good job making Bay Area areas look well because they know there's journalists there that are going to review their game. They're like, that looks just like Brisbane.
Well, I mean, to be as cynical, I was going to say just because they have offices here, like, it doesn't.
Go down the street and take pictures, Johnny.
Yeah. If you don't model outside the lobby to a T.
Is that why so many movies are set in L.A.?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Totally.
Yeah.
I also believe in government weather machines and the global Illuminati, so feel free to PM me if you want to talk about
as
those things.
As do I.
Oh, hey. How hot is Christina Hendricks and how big are her boobs in the game?
First of all, she's not hot at all. Like,
be much hotter than this room.
They messed up her face. Like, she looks like a weird, like, messed up version of herself. Like, actually... If you didn't hear her voice, you probably wouldn't guess it was her. Like, her face is all weird. And then they completely squandered
three
the
noses.
Boobs opportunity. Like, she doesn't even wear anything low cut. It's like
so boobertunity.
Thank you.
Boobertunity is so, the word of the cast so far.
Think about the area they entered there, because I remember seeing something in a demo about the male actor that he was painstakingly modeled. Do you think they'd painstakingly model Christina Hendricks and
I would
actually brag about that?
I'd painstakingly model Christina Hendricks if you hear what I said.
No, I wouldn't even go in there. I would never do that to Joan Saffron. That's a double.
I'm surprised you hit that sound effect instead of the, like, Soldier Boy sound effect.
That probably would have been better. Hold on. Can I get a do-over?
Yes. No.
All right, I'm not gonna say
I would painstakingly render Christina Hendricks if you get me.
Oh.
Yeah!
Sex.
There you go. Hold on. Adjusting volumes.
So,
I miss you, Jerry Reed.
So, San Francisco looks good. What are there any other areas across the country that are like
Chicago?
Well, you've been to them, but you do go through
Chicago, and I have been to Chicago, but I don't know it enough to go like, oh yeah, that's correct.
Did it have the L train?
I don't remember.
That's good enough for me.
Was it cold?
I don't remember. What?
Was it cold there? Was it like snowing?
Did they have fat guys with mustaches talking about the Bears?
Yeah, I ran them over.
No, okay. They did their research.
10 out of 10.
They did all the research I would have when modeling in Chicago.
Oh, wait, but we went through Pennsylvania. I don't know if it was accurate. I've been to Pennsylvania also, but again, it was like farms.
I went over and looked, and there were farms. Yeah. So I think they nailed it.
Yeah.
There
were farms and gentle rolling valleys.
You could see rocky training.
You got stuck behind a horse and carriage in Amish country.
I will play Eastbound and Down.
Actually, I'm trying to think where
Amish
country
is. And the horse and carriage,
is.
Like, flipped through the air with explosions.
Yes. Matrix
awesome.
Time.
Matrix time. What's better than Matrix? You know what? Fine.
Right.
Guide us, Michael. Guide us.
So are we still interested in talking about this, or can we move on?
I don't know. You're doing something on your iPad.
No,
you
I'm just looking at the list of shit that we still have to talk about, and it's kind of big.
Big shit.
Yeah. Also out this week, Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Hey, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh, that's right, of course. Idiot. How silly of me. I'm so sorry.
So yeah, I reviewed that.
I'm so sorry, Brett.
What happened to the week of 10s from last week, and then I come to Games Radar this week, and everything is 8?
Well, 8 is great.
Yeah.
8 is great, but it's not the week of 10s that was last week.
But eight is the low end of great, but it's still great.
Eight is pretty much the worst score you can give something.
I did.
You gave it a 7?
I did. I gave Ultimate a 7.
So why did you hate it so much?
Which is good.
It's still good.
It says good. Read.
Right.
I really liked it. I thought it was good, but I sort of had to put myself aside and go, is this fun for people that want to spend $40 that aren't Mike Grimm? And I was like, maybe a little less so. So
props taking yourself out of the situation.
How much was the game rebalanced? Like, how drastically different is it?
Not really. The new characters are definitely the number one selling point.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
They're all really cool, and Capcom does such an amazing job with like all of them. Like,
sure.
I have to ask Henry about some of the Marvel guys, but most of everything I knew was like, this is super accurate. Like,
I have Henry right here if you need to ask about the Marvel.
Well, I meant just in general. I asked Henry about it. Like, hey, is Nova really this powerful? He's like a space soldier. I don't know.
The message you sent me is like, Henry, I have a Marvel question for you.
I believe what I said was, Henry, I have a Marvel question for you. If you smoked weed with Doctor Strange and he lit that shit with the flames of the Faultine, would you get super high? And Henry's response was, God damn it, I thought this was a real question.
I was very excited to get a real question about Marvel. You just had to.
So you were only somewhat excited to get this question.
Well, did you answer his question?
Yes, I did.
And?
I said that Doctor Strange doesn't need that stuff to get high. Like, he can alter your perception.
He can get high on life.
Yes.
No, he can
high
get
on
high
on satanic magics.
And sitting in soda shops
he can
with
get,
girls.
He can get high on the power of the Eye of Agamotto.
Yeah. That's in the game.
And the whatever. And he's also, I'm glad they put him in there because Shuma Goriath is his enemy. So
yep.
It's about time to finally. And the Dread Dormammu.
That's what he says when he wins. Yeah. He's like, it looks like the Dread Dormammu has finally defeated his nemesis when he beats Doctor Strange. It's so sweet.
And I was also really glad to see, like, in the cinematic intro, they had Nova versus Ryu. Cause, like, that, like, that they gave Nova that kind of, like, up in importance.
I would say outside of the like the cosmic characters or whatever, he has the highest power stat in the
He should. He has all the Nova Force inside of his power suit. I mean, come on.
When Dormammu beats up like Phoenix Wright, does he say like, it looks like the Dread Dormammu has defeated that lawyer or something?
Ghost Rider says, do you have any idea how many lawyers there are in hell before the match starts?
I can't believe I'm being played by Nick Cage.
Yes. I'm guessing he then gruesomely executes Phoenix
yes,
at the end.
Yes, he horrifically murders him.
This is for getting innocent people off.
But no, my hardest thing about doing that review is not saying, if you loved Marvel vs. Capcom 3, you'll love Ultimate. But that really is the case. Like, if you loved MVC, you will love this. But if you didn't, or if you hadn't already played it, it's hard for me to say, go and shell out another $40 for this shit so you can dick around, because there's no single player content. Like, it's the same boring arcade mode and the same kind of missions that are catered towards intermediate and better players.
It's
like,
still end with a Galactus fight?
Yep. You can actually play as Galactus in this one.
Oh,
you can unlock Galactus mode, but it's not very fun. It's
open your mouth and enemies die.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you mash one button and he slams his fist into the ground and you kill three guys and it's like, cool.
Well, so, the way you brought it up to me, people kept asking me this week, like, Ultimate MVC, why isn't that just DLC? And you had a...
Well, this, I mean, I've
they said the
been
same
previewing
shit with Super Street Fighter 4.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, I've been previewing the game I've talked to,
but
like, Mitsuma, the projector.
But I love how you shrugged it off, like, man, fuck you, tournament play.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. Yeah. I mean, the number one issue that keeps getting brought up, like, I talked to Mitsuma, I did an interview at Evo with him, we didn't run it, but anyway. But he mentioned that one of the reasons that there was a lot of DLC planned for the original MVC 3, and you see in UMVC 3 was intended to be DLC. Mm-hmm. But that earthquake happened in Japan, and it fucked up their structuring in Japan for Capcom, so a lot of what was planned got removed, and basically they decided instead of, like, releasing it, you know, way too late, they were just going to save it and put it in UMVC 3. Mm-hmm. But the other issue with the disc thing is that, well, this is really catered towards hardcore players, and this game is designed for people that play in tournaments and stuff, and when you got a tournament with, like, 400, you know, Xboxes or whatever, it's, like, it's super annoying to have all the DLC download on every Xbox. Yeah. It's way easier to have it on one disc, so you just put it in there and go.
like it. What about the guide that you got?
Oh man, I like
as big as the.
You should
sky
read that, from that guide some of the instructions.
I do the guides for our site now. You know, I'm somewhat reluctant to go. Oh, we'll go buy the Brady guide, but we will never cover the game in this capacity, and it is insane. This guide is as big as the Skyrim guide. Like it's 850 pages for what is essentially an expansion to an existing fighting game, and it is insane. And I mean, that's who this game is for. It's for people that really like it and really want to like grind out combos and figure out every intricacy of every character, and it's, you know, and that's who it's for, and it's great in that respect. But if you're not that guy, then I can't say, yeah, $40 of your hard-earned money, go out there and buy that shit. It's like, maybe not.
I remember when you opened the guide, you're like, I was wondering when I started playing this game, how long is it going to take somebody to really get like all the perfect combos down? And then it's right here, though.
Yeah.
It's just like, there's literally like pages and pages for every character. It's like, if you hit these 50 buttons in a row, here's exactly how much damage it will do.
Seeing the notation for a combo is hilarious because it's like Sanskrit. It's just like forward MHLCRS cancel hyper X, and it just goes on forever, and there's notations beneath it in 2-point font.
I always can't believe that when I open up one of those guides, like, this is not inviting to a new player
in the least respect.
No.
That's the biggest problem.
When Grimm showed it to me, he opened up the page and said, this is why fighting games aren't as popular as they used to be.
And I mean, that's my biggest complaint about every game I play now, is that there is no door. It's basically, if you're a noob, it's like, here's arcade mode, and you can get F'd in the B online all day long, and you won't learn a goddamn thing. And the mission modes are way too hard for you, and they don't explain anything. They just go, do this. And then when you do it, it goes, cleared, next one. And it's like, why did that work? What's that useful? No explanation. Move on. And
you
it's like,
turn on the ticker that shows you like what.
But that's what's weird is that this like at fighting games in particular have a great community where a lot of people make shit on their own, and it's super helpful. Like that guy Maximilian does these assist me things, and those are great. And he puts all his great production value into it. All these people do these things, and they're willing to help you. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because I feel that Capcom is intentionally like sort of, you know, limiting themselves with this kind of stuff so that the community will still be there. Because if they explain all this stuff in the games, you know, there's not going to be a whole lot of need for forums and stuff to be like, well, this is how this works, and this is
or
how
discovery.
This works. Right.
Nah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you see every patch for these games, they never explain what happens. It's just like, hey, we patched it. Figure it out, guys. Anyway, that's enough about
that.
How
many games do we have left, Michael?
Several. Let's see. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games came out this week.
Yeah, we didn't talk
about that. I don't think anybody in this room played it. Or
I saw a screenshot of Luigi on a horse, and I was disgusted.
That sounds pretty good.
Luigi rides a dinosaur, if he's even in the game at all.
Now, if I want to see Sonic on a horse, because that is like the ultimate in redundancy. Sonic should be carrying the horse.
That's why I did the article, 20 stupid pictures of Sonic riding shit. Because all Sega has done is put Sonic on things that technically make him slower than he is already.
Well, maybe he just likes to sit for a while.
He's on a snowboard. You know he's fast in the snow.
He could probably run on the snow.
He could run on the snow.
Legolas style. Just fucking book it.
I didn't even know this came out.
Wait! Sonic and Mario.
Oh, you want to talk about this. Want to talk about this.
I really want that audio. Just wait about Sonic and Mario. I want to isolate.
This is important. We need to talk about this.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say that it all has quite a few interesting visual things that like you... I bet you never thought you'd see Mario and Sonic do synchronized swimming together.
Oh, is that a euphemism for something else?
Yes, they have anal sex.
Oh, good.
F in the B.
In this
F in the B.
The game is rated E10, so I mean, they got...
So, yes, anal sex.
So, yes, okay. So, hardcore
you
penetration.
Just, you don't just see it. It's a game. Like, you actually play synchronized
It's basically...
Yes, you are in... Okay. No, we're
That's
not...
going to make a hot coffee joke, but go ahead.
Yeah, you are synchronized swimming. You do different waggles to represent movements in synchronized
You know what the most painful thing about this game is? It's going to sell like 50,000 copies in America and like 5 million in Europe.
Well, the reason they keep making them is, the other one sold millions as well. Like, they always sell millions. And this one, though, they put in a bunch of mini games to make it specifically London and mini games, like run around over the Thames. Find the Queen's diamonds.
The Thames? The Thames.
The Thames. Yuck. Whatever.
Go into the Tate Modern.
Well, all right. Excuse me, guys. I never said it. I just read it.
Fair enough.
I just read it at the end of Monty Python episodes, guys. I don't know. Will the British listeners even get that? I think it was distributed by Thames Media in America, but I don't think it was.
I didn't get it.
Thames. Anyway.
Anyway, you run on that. You pick up.
Do you run up Large Ben?
Yeah, Big Ben is all over the place in that thingy, and
did he talk about this?
He didn't really give us a choice.
He overpowered us, man. We didn't have a choice.
And you get the Queen's Diamond.
We were wrestled to the ground.
There's even a,
this game about, is Mario.
How about the President's rubies?
There's even.
Are you a bad enough dude to reclaim the President's rubies?
And there's even a Mario Galaxy theme level. And
what does that have to do with the Olympics?
Well, that's,
what does any
that's
of this
I'm
have
saying.
To do with the Olympics?
There's side games to make it even more ridiculous. Like so, not. Oh, there's also a bicycle race. And
I thought you were going to say bisexual.
Bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
That is the
I
next
want
verse.
To ride my bike.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm hoping the next game nobody cares about doesn't spark as big a discussion. Apparently, Jurassic Park. Came
I wait.
I hear it's frightening in the dark, Coop.
I love that. Yay! That was funny.
You have all the sound effects.
It's out this week. We should we should hopefully have more about it next week.
I've been watching it all day.
Or the week after that.
Been watching it all day. I don't understand the appeal of those games.
Point-and-click adventures?
What games?
Of
point-and-click adventures.
QTE games?
Heavy rain-style point-and-click
adventures. Yeah, but it was pretty exciting. I was sitting next to Greg, and he was
good guy Greg.
He was trying to do everything wrong and right. So because the clips of the Tyrannosaurus and Velociraptor fucking you over when you input the wrong commands are very satisfying.
And they could have just, like, they didn't puss out and were like, oh, we're just going to cut to black. It's like, 14-year-old girl torn apart by a T-Rex.
Like, it's beautiful.
Wait, so is it M-rated?
Yep. No.
Is it? No, it's not M-rated.
I don't know if you can show children being killed by dinosaurs in a teen game.
Be a total
There's no
standard.
Blood, though.
No. There's no blood whatsoever.
Oh.
What? Well, there wasn't blood
then
when
they don't get
when
torn
the T-Rex
apart.
Ate the bloody lawyer, there wasn't any blood.
So you don't actually see anybody torn apart then.
You see them.
You see crunch, shake, 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 body go limp in jaws.
But does like half of body go flying off?
No, it
then
doesn't.
Who cares?
I care. Is it still where else are you gonna see a quality Tyrannosaurus?
All I can think of is like Grant from the Genesis version going, ow when he gets hit. Wow, you almost got that electronic buzz quality in there too.
It's burned into my soul.
Wow.
We can talk more about that game
like
when
a
I play
minor
it.
Bird.
I saw it got reviewed this week by JPLegacy.com. And Jurassic
Did they
Park
like
fans
it?
Site. Got a 9.9.
No.
Which makes me wonder, like, what's a 10 for them?
Jurassic
wait,
Park
wait,
1.
Wait, wait. Yeah. I think what we really have to know is what did they give their last game? What was their last game review?
Dino Crisis.
Dino Crisis in space.
Yeah, Dino Crisis 3. Final
the most recent Turok game, which they also gave a 9.9. There were dinosaurs in it.
Yeah, you'll love dinosaurs.
As with all reviews, I wait for the 3D Juegos review.
Yeah.
Or the Spazio games.
Ooh, somebody reviewed... Oh, I can't read this shit.
Oh, my turn now. Another game that nobody but me cares about is Rayman Origins.
What do you mean nobody but you? I'm championing. Right. I bought that game full price.
You did?
Yeah,
congratulations.
Absolutely. It's beautiful.
It is.
I love everything about it. I mean, I hated playing multiplayer with you guys.
Well, it's just every attempt by me
assholes?
To spark interest in this office is
no.
like,
ah, Rayman.
No, I love it. I mean, I'm not even a Rayman fan. It's just
so I'm the guy that Michael's talking about.
I think he's the only one, and I think he groaned so loudly when you brought it up that you assumed it was everyone else chiming in, because I'm pretty sure most people in the office are excited about it.
Well, we're also, so whenever we write anything about Rayman, it kind of traffics terribly.
Well, I think the problem is every article has to end with...
a Rayman game, it sells terribly.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they should have probably called it... remember that guy from the Rabbids games?
Yeah.
Oh, he is a new game.
Mm-hmm. Rabbids colon Rayman Origins.
Yes.
And the thing is, it is easily the best Rayman game I've
of
ever played.
Of all time.
Yeah, of all time. It is just... It's a fantastic game. It's... Yeah. But...
I'll get to it when I beat five other video games.
Yeah, I mean, I played like the first half of it for a preview, and it's a very difficult game to put down. Mm-hmm. It's just very addictive. Like, you keep just... I just kept wanting to play, okay, just one more level, and pretty soon it was like hours had elapsed.
It's also just a very difficult game, period.
It can be. Big parts of it are pretty easy, but then, yeah, toward the end, it ramps up the difficulty, and then there are the bits called chest chases, which are just basically like these super hardcore, old-school, memorize-the-pattern-or-die-instantly levels. And those are actually a lot of fun, because, like, you know, if you're like me and you remember the old games like Contra that required, like, very specific, almost QTE-level precision
where it's just like, okay, I have to jump exactly this way at exactly this time or I will die. Like, that's actually really enjoyable.
There's a beauty to that. Like, when I think of playing a game with another friend, he's like, he's telling me, like, no, you have to be at this spot right here and then move down below.
Yeah, and once you feel that out and you get it right and you make it through, it's just a feeling that modern games never replicate anymore.
Yeah,
it
makes
you say it's
this.
A Le Super Bouffe Boy?
Yeah!
Sure.
It's the French. Yeah. Ubisoft's French. Rayman's French.
Super Le Bouffe Boy?
Beef Boy?
Yes.
Oh,
man. LaBeouf.
That's Meat Boy's male stripper cousin.
Yes.
Meat Boy.
He's available for parties, bachelorette parties, ladies. Yep.
And dinner.
And private engagements.
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
All right. Enough of that shit.
I think we've had enough of that.
Rayman Origins. It's my recommendation of the week. That or the Looney Tunes Blu-ray collection.
I saw
what?
That.
Yeah. Oh, I bought that. Stop it, Michael Grimm.
I think
Cars.
Yeah. The movie, not the cars.
They talk. It's awesome,
dude. I've been trying to get through the movie Cars 2. I bought on 3D Blu-ray.
Wow.
Because just
out of
morbid curiosity.
No, I would say slavish devotion and Disney movie rewards points.
And oh wow!
I'm going into my fifth session of trying to get through the movie. I cannot get through.
I saw
Cars
it in the theaters.
Two.
It's better than Cars 1.
What?
Bullshit! It's so
Cars 1 is
bad.
Just Fast
Michael,
and Furious Tokyo Drift with
Michael Caine
cartoons.
Look, I'm the biggest fan of Michael Caine in the room. You don't need to
this
tell me about
this bit's already Michael been done by better British comedians.
I'm aware of this. And you're not doing it right because you don't do the part. He was only 17 years old. Should we do Michael Caine all day? Thank you, Coop. You know what? You're right. I should cue a sound effect for myself. Thank you, everybody. I was in Jaws 4. Never forget.
And missed the Academy Awards.
Missed the Academy Awards. Oh, fuck. I forgot what we were talking about.
Right. Rayman Origins.
Yeah, but moving on, Zelda Skyward Sword is coming out on Sunday, and
I have played the beginning of it.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
All right. Somebody can talk about it.
It has a slower start than some of the other Zelda games, in my opinion.
Does it start slower than Twilight Princess?
I don't remember.
How long do you spend in clothes that are not the green cap and tunic?
Like an hour and a half.
Fuck!
Maybe a little less.
Does that not seem standard?
Are you on a farm for the first hours?
Here's what
they
did. In my experience, and when I say my experience, even though I've played most of all the 3D Zelda games, for some reason I'm only remembering Ocarina. Usually they throw you into that first dungeon almost as like a tutorial. Mm-hmm. In this game, they spread that tutorial around like a floating island, and then you leave the floating island and go to like do some other stuff, and I still haven't entered a dungeon after like 2 hours or two and a half hours. And I'm just wandering and doing shit. But it is, so far, really, really fun. It's beautiful. Though, I will say, if you're going to play it, watch the beginning dialogue, because I think there's some, like, hardcore sexual innuendo going on between Link and Zelda.
Why did we get that?
There is... Well, we can't get it because it's text. But there's weird discussions where Zelda goes and talks to Link about how... And she's having a discussion like, I really hope you practiced with your bird today. If you didn't practice with your bird today, you're never going to beat everyone else and get to go with me to the top of the tower. And it's just like kind of creepy, and she keeps talking about Link's bird.
Does he do this?
No, but I actually...
Yep, he certainly does.
And then the sound of him walking in the puddles of rain.
They actually hired Nolan North to talk for him.
So it's Nolan North doing the hop.
Hey, babe. Oh, man. I mean,
Ganon,
Zelda Warrior.
Nolan.
He does make a lot of ridiculous... I actually grabbed a screenshot. I know you can't see this. I'll post it in the article. But it's just You can read that if you
I'll
want.
I'll do it in my male RPG voice.
Okay.
All right, let's hear this.
I don't know what he's thinking. He's going to have to be in perfect control of the bird to win today.
And in the picture, Zelda and Link are both staring what that looks like Link's crotch.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't spread it out.
Yeah, there's just a lot of weird discussion about Link's bird. It's kind of creepy.
If he doesn't stroke the bird just right, it won't develop properly.
But
that's a thing. Yeah.
I don't think anything on the planet Earth could get me to rebuy a Wii and hook it up and play a video game on it.
You sold your Wii.
I sold my Wii.
You crude monster.
You really
ago.
Needed that $150.
I actually
you knew this
time
was coming
did,
out eventually.
I needed rent money.
Fair enough.
I was unemployed at the time. To be
fair. That makes sense. Okay, I'd probably
do. What up, Gabe?
Yeah.
It's but you can read the review on Games Radar. Carolyn loved it, but doesn't think it's the best Zelda.
What does she think is the best Zelda?
Full disclosure, she does have a Zelda tattoo on her.
She does.
She does, but also full disclosure, going by the comments, if you look at the screenshots for the game, it's a 10. Mm-hmm. That is brought up. Somebody brought that up specifically. I know this game's a 10. I look. You can tell from the screenshots.
It's beautiful, but then if you ruin Zelda with Waggle, go fuck yourself.
It is not ruined by Waggle. I can say that so
But
far.
There's Waggle in there.
There was Waggle in Twilight Princess.
I know.
There's actually
that'll sully it forever.
There's no Waggle in this game. There's actual precision slicing.
I did like that, and I have played that part of it.
That's the whole game. There's no more Waggle. You're actually slicing into
really,
the
there's
drag.
No more, like, shake the remote to...
Wait. I got a little worried because I saw Carolyn sitting at her desk and she was flying this bird.
The bird part.
And to fly the bird, she was shaking the stick mm-hmm. like crazy forever.
Here's what you
and
have to do
like,
to fly the bird. The bird will naturally, you have to kind of like gain speed, but you flap up a few times by literally just like three sharp
waggles.
But then after it goes down, you're no actually just guiding it with motion. It's no different than hitting the A button three times.
What about gaining speed in Arkham City? I used an analog stick. I'm not trying to be fucking trolly. I'm sorry, Coop.
That's fine. I'm just saying that it never comes across as waggle while playing it.
Yeah.
While watching it may because
I
somebody
saw
is moving.
Carolyn's entire body shaking as she was trying to flap.
Carolyn really liked
wings.
Zelda. And she was getting into it more than most people will.
In all honesty, I can't think of a single game that I'm less likely to finish than Skyward Sword at this point.
I would probably finish
as Cabela's a mature person, Shadows of Katmai before I
As
finish.
A mature person, this week alone was like Assassin's Creed and Halo Anniversary. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to wait until 2012.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You're going to have to wait until 2012.
We should have gotten Charlie in here to talk about Halo Anniversary.
I can take over for him. It's the last Halo game, but prettier.
But first I want to say one thing. Is Zelda better than Medieval Moves Deadman's Quest, which also came out this week?
Ouch.
It's not on rails, so yes.
Oh, okay.
Having not liked the game you just said...
Yeah, yes. I don't know. I think it's a good concept. I played it at PAX, and I remember like just kind of flailing around with this thing, trying to sword fight. And the guy's like, no, you're doing it wrong. You actually have to like swing it hard. And I'm like, this is terrible. This is exhausting. I'm a 33-year-old man. I'm out of shape and reviews video games for a living. I can't swing around a fucking move remote like I'm actually sword fighting.
Even,
I'll get tired.
Even bigger issue with that game, that they didn't have the balls to commit to it and make it into a real game. Mm. It's like, they made it into a... They decided, they're like, okay, we can do two things. We can make it into essentially a Zelda-like game where you're using the navigation controller to travel the area and make it like a cool adventure game, or we could essentially make it an exercise game and make it on rails, and that's what they did.
I just came to a realization, though, that I retract my previous statement. There is no game I'm least likely to finish than Deadman's Quest.
Well, you have to start it first in order to finish.
This is true.
Also, Disney's Hug Adventure came out.
Did we really wait until Antista left the room to talk about Disney Hug Adventure?
Yeah, what are you talking?
What else? Oh, Shinobi. Shinobi from the 3DS came out. Wow.
Did it?
Yeah. I'm telling you, every game came out this week. Like, November 15th is when every video game
They delayed Dr. Lartrek. They delayed that until next month.
So we could talk about Halo Anniversary.
We could.
Meh.
Haloversary.
Meh.
I actually can't take over for him, but it is just the last game. It's the first game.
I did play it a little. Changed all the graphics. What do you think?
Doesn't hold up as much as you want it to. I was making fun of Charlie for dying over and over again because there are a few things in the world I like doing more than that. He did one of those like, well, why don't you do it? And I'm like, easy. You just got to use the ghost to run over these guys with the boost. Oh, right. You can't boost in the original Halo with the ghost. So I'm like, oh, well, then I'll just sprint or use iron sights or use any other game mechanic from the last 9 years. Since Halo 1. Oh, yeah, none of these are in the game.
Dear, when didn't they add those?
Because the point of the game, which I respect,
is to chisel money out of Halo fans that don't know anything.
Now, they didn't want to touch the core of the game. They completely... Calling it like an HD upscaling is an affront to what it really is. They have completely redone the graphics in that game. It looks pretty much... Looks almost like a modern game, and you can hit the select button to switch back to an HD remake.
Looks, but doesn't play like.
Yes.
Hmm.
Sort of like Duke Nukem Forever.
Yes, I know that.
It definitely looks a lot more like a modern game. If you were to call it an HD upgrade, it is the best and greatest by far in terms of graphical improvements, but it really is sort of like a remake without changing anything about the gameplay. And that it has finally, after all these years, it really does start to show its age. I was really excited to like play co-op, and then after playing it for like 3 minutes at Charlie's desk, I'm like, I don't really care as much about playing this as I thought I did.
This must be the most aggressively anti-Mike Grimm podcast I've ever heard. You got Resistance, Rayman, Halo, Zelda, Deadman's Quest, Disney Connect game.
You got to talk about...
That's true, I did. I got my 2 minutes. I got my
Let's see. Oh, another game that came out this week was Ace Combat for the 3DS.
For fuck's sake!
Yep,
that definitely came out this week. Okay.
Also Tekken Hybrid.
We need to spend at least as much time on Tekken Hybrid as we did
Need for
Speed.
Only fair.
So it's an HD remix of Tekken Tag Tournament, the original.
Tell me more.
And it also comes with an enhanced demo of Tekken Tag 2, which isn't out yet. But
can I rest my giant gut on the package?
Yes. But don't count your chickens yet. But don't count your chickens yet. Because it also comes with Broad Resolution, which is a Tekken movie that's all CG, and it features...
That's not the shitty movie that was released a couple years ago.
It features Elena Blazkowicz and one girl, I can't remember the name. She's a robot.
Yes. Mike Grimm, fighting game fan, is my favorite character ever, by the way.
It's a Blu-ray exclusive package for the PS3.
Oh, that's
If you like Tekken, you'll love Tekken Hybrid.
Oh! Good work. You sold it. You sold everyone in that game just now. That.
I'm trying to remember any other garbage games that came out this week.
Did Jaws come out?
You're doing a great
Jaws
job.
Comes out
next week.
You've been saying that every week for the past, I think, 2 months.
That's because
they
keep pushing it back to like, no, maybe we're not going to release Jaws. Just maybe it sucks.
We don't report this way. Maybe it sucks. Maybe.
There's always a chance. Any game journalists out there listening, hold on to your hats. There may be a Game of the Year contender in this new Jaws game. You may want to wait.
Who knows? You're going to get on the box quote. It's just an empty quote that says Michael Rapard.
just marker in whatever he says.
It will just be a game with a shark in it. Michael Rapard, Games Radar. It'll like take up half the back of the box.
Because that's the most they have to show for it. I don't think they've started it.
You're probably right. They probably push it back because, like, no, we need another week, man. And, like, they've just kind of been sitting around playing Nintendo this whole time.
Just
like,
playing Nintendogs.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we're going after. You want to raise a Jaws.
And they hit their huge shark bong and they're like,
one more week, man. We'll get started Tuesday.
Yeah, come on. We can totally. Nobody fucking cares what the game is like. We're just going to fucking do it, man.
They don't know that there's a hardcore game journalist on the beat covering this game.
Right. Michael Rapard in the shark beat.
I'm actually excited for it. I want to eat people in a terrible game.
Then play Jurassic Park.
So you're saying Jurassic Park is terrible?
No, I'm kidding. I haven't played it yet. It looks really awesome, and I've heard from people who have played it that it is.
So can I
Jurassic
can
Park
I play
fan
as a
website?
Dinosaur?
Then
I don't care.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You're not just saying that to hold my interest.
I'm saying it to hold your interest.
And I don't care.
Cooking Mama 4 came out.
Better than Mama.
So Saints Row?
No. First, Assassin's Creed.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because Saints Row.
Cloud,
a better game. And Mike is making seppuku movements.
Yes.
Or I have a penis in the middle of my chest movements.
We're going to play Pictograph on the read. No.
Please, bathroom. Okay. Oh, that was you peeing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
it was a penis out of you, coming out of you.
I thought it was just, slitting his belly. All right. So, Assassin's Creed is possibly the second biggest release this week. It's the one I was looking forward to.
Theoretically.
Me too. Henry, now that you're manning the soundboard, could you hit the sounds?
It's difficult. There's a mouse there. That might help.
Just go to the Assassin's Creed trailer.
I see it.
You have to play one right, second of it. Claudia. That's all. Stop it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, wait. Play it again because you were talking.
Claudia.
Thank you.
All right. So... That's hilarious for some reason.
It is.
Claudia.
Claudia.
That's how he's always said it. Claudia.
Claudia. Spelled Claudia.
He's in pretty good shape for a man in his early 50s.
Yeah.
Is that how old he is?
As every NPC in the game says when you climb something.
Pretty spry for a man his age.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing that at your age.
Stupid Constantinopolians.
Now, there's so many games. Well, here's one thing I didn't mention in the review, is that there's a lot of lines that I'm 99% sure are recycled from Brotherhood. Like, to the point where, like, shopkeepers, like, say, addio, which is Italian, and it's like, okay, well, maybe some of them are Italian immigrants, whatever, but... yeah.
So it's supposed to be a, like, revelatory experience.
What on earth? Oh, never mind. I don't want to know.
Yeah, that one's definitely... Yeah.
You hear that?
You can't go up there!
Yeah.
A lot of that.
So what is a hook blade?
Show some regard for
blade?
Other people you might injure.
Yeah, I usually punch people in the face that say that.
Oh, that's good.
I punch a lot of civilians in the face.
I never attack civilians.
It doesn't threaten to desynchronize you and say Ezio did not punch civilians in the face?
No, because Ezio did punch civilians. He never killed civilians. Ezio punched the fuck out of some civilians, especially the lippy ones. Mm. That's in the art book.
All right.
It's in there. It's very descriptive.
Nice. So, yeah, the hook blade, or the who blade, as one of the French developers pronounced it once.
It's French.
It's also in the game pronounced like hook blade.
Mm-hmm.
Every person pronounces it in a different way.
Well, I do like that they're not even... I don't think that they're trying to mimic a specific accent anymore. It's just everybody talks with the sort of generic fake accent.
Yeah, they really do. And
we just do this all the time, and you just accept that we are in a foreign country listening to a foreign language.
We were talking before, when you first get to Constantinople, you meet a new character who makes fun of the fact that you're from Italy,
mm-hmm.
and I can't for the life of me figure out what language they're supposed to be communicating with.
Yeah.
They don't speak each other's... Unless, like, it...
Like, well, he sings that song at one point. One of the... we're going all over the map.
They Might Be Giants
here.
Song?
No. one of... I think...
Come on,
my favorite part of the game and Coop's favorite part of the game is...
I got it.
I didn't. Ezio disguises himself... I'm not going to let you explain either. Ezio disguises himself as a minstrel. And you wander around this party for a while, and you just hit a button to sing songs. And so he just kind of sings these little awful nonsense ditties.
But they're so obviously in English.
Yeah.
And referencing...
But like he says, like, I sing in Italiano, you don't understand a word, because my Greek is atrocious, and my Turkish is absurd. Or Greek is non-existent, Turkish is absurd.
But there's a character you meet that automatically, he has like a very ignorant, like, Italy, fuck that noise.
I can't keep track of your stupid names.
And it's like, and I'm sitting there just like, wait, I understand that it's all translated to English because it's a video game, but how are they?
Yeah, like, are they speaking in Turkish or Greek? And how is Ezio speaking so fluently? And he says, prego. And the other guy he's talking to understands him, even though he says he can't speak Italian.
My name is Ezio Montoya. You killed my father.
Every character has that accent. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
So how many ladies does he fuck?
Just the one.
Ooh, spoilers.
Never on screen. But, yeah, I don't know. I was kind of overall disappointed by the game. To be honest, like I think the gameplay is very good. It's an improvement from Brotherhood. I think the multiplayer is fucking amazing. I think it's flawless. And then the story was like the story. It's easy to say, like, oh, who cares about story in video games? But story is very important in Assassin's Creed. It's a vital part of the experience. And the one here is just kind of
Brotherhood's story. When they announced Brotherhood, I think everyone expected, like, oh, so it's just going to be a game that, like, it's just Ezio, and they don't move the Desmond story much, so it's essentially filling his story.
Yeah,
and then
it's going to be like Bloodlines,
but
or something.
It wasn't. It was actually a really interesting story that moved the main plot forward. And it's
a
like,
lot
oh,
of
well,
stuff
obviously,
happens to Desmond.
Yeah.
I have a question. I'm under the impression this game has crawled so far up its own ass. It's a big European Ouroboros.
Not really.
Is that correct? No.
No.
But in this game, I expected the same thing from that I got from Brotherhood.
I actually would have liked it to crawl up its own ass a little more this time around, because that might have revealed more about the plot.
Well, because Desmond's just on pause the whole game.
Yeah, he's basically on pause, and not only that, but, like, you can collect these Animus data fragments, for which I'm writing a guide.
Thank you.
When you collect 30 of them, you get to unlock these 5 memories that are Desmond's that you go in and... Basically, they're not memories in the Assassin's Creed sense where you're replaying an actual memory, but it's like they're like these portal-inspired levels where you form platforms out of thin air and climb around, and like you go from one room to the other, and it's like Desmond just starts reminiscing, like, oh, I remember the farm where I grew up. Oh, the crunch of boots on gravel. We'd eat these terrible breakfasts, blah, blah, blah. And it's like it just... it's mildly interesting, but you keep waiting for it to go somewhere, and no, it just fills in his backstory in the term of reminiscing up until the point where he, where the first game starts.
It's like, oh, thank God, now I know that he ran away and became a bartender, like they said,
yeah,
in the first
exactly.
8 seconds
but,
of Assassin's
but now
Creed
I get to hear him describing what it was like being a bartender and how the owner probably had a crush on him and hired him because of his looks. And,
well,
and
he does look like
a
Adam
bartender
Sandler.
Hired
yeah, and, because
and,
of their looks.
And all these chicks were hitting on him all the time, and he created a drink called the Shirley Templar, which is a Shirley Temple, but with lots of gin.
That's actually kind of funny. But and the game does get a little bit revelatory in the last like 7 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. There's kind of a big thing. Like the finale, I think, is the best part of the game. That,
by far,
you know, I obviously can't talk about it much without spoiling it. But it kind of goes from explosive to sort of quiet and touching to really big and explosive again. And it's a decent end for all three of the characters that are in the game: Ezio, Altair, and Desmond. But it's just kind of, I guess, you know, they made a big deal about this being the final Ezio game, and I sort of expected a bigger send-off for the character. And in a way, this feels more like Brotherhood was the sequel. This feels like the spin-off. Like,
yeah.
This doesn't really move the story forward a bit. It's just kind of an adventure that happens in Ezio, late in Ezio's life.
It's not really that interesting.
No, apart from one personal thing that happens to him, it's like, it's not even an important chapter in his life.
He goes to a new city, meets some new people, kills a few guys.
Yeah. None of the characters from the last two games are in it, except for Ezio and Desmond and a couple of the real world people. So yeah, it's just kind of meh. I mean, like if Brotherhood and this were to trade places chronologically, I would be probably a lot happier with it, because Brotherhood feels like the big send-off for that storyline, and Revelations is like, yeah, he's not really... Like, that's another thing, that Assassin's Creed games tend to be about, like, you know, you're tracking people down and killing them, you're dismantling conspiracies, you are fighting against a clear villain and, you know, ticking away at his lifelines one by one.
You're assassinating
people. And this, there just really isn't that, like... Oh, there are the Templars running around. You should kill them. Why? Because they're Templars. And
then there's like, oh, there's Templars and there's Byzantines. And you can make them fight against each other.
Oh, no, the Ottomans.
Oh, the Ottomans.
Yeah,
guess
the,
what?
The Templars are the Byzantines.
That's true. I never, ever, ever did that, because I barely remembered that was a thing you can do, and it gives you very few opportunities. Like, there's all these elements they added into the game. Like, here's some cool stuff you can do. And you never have to use it, and you never really should.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a disappointment. I don't know. For me...
Bye, Matt.
It feels like it's the most
disappointing. Are you leaving, Matt? Bye.
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 Sorry,
it feels.
We should say goodbye, Matt. Okay.
It's the most. I think it's the most disappointing Assassin's Creed.
It kind of, well. Yeah.
I would say it was the worst, if not in terms
of. It's far from the worst
in terms of the
what about
story.
The PSP ones.
No, the PSP one is okay for a PSP game. It is not a good Assassin's Creed. The handheld ones will always be the worst.
I mean,
I think Revelations is still better than the first game.
Not in terms of story, though. In terms of, like, when the original game came out, I agree that it was a very, very good game.
Yeah, for 2007.
For 2007. This is an okay game for 2011.
Hmm.
So and Assassin's Creed 2 was Assassin's Creed 1 was great for its time. 2 was great for its time. Even Brotherhood was great. This is it's all right. It's okay. It's pretty good. You might want to play it. It doesn't even move I told friends, like, you have to fucking play Brotherhood, because it moves the story forward so much that you are going to feel lost in the sequel unless you play it. This one, people were like, this is the same thing. I'm like, nah, you'll be good.
Yeah. Well, they're still putting out another one next year.
That's going to be 3, though, probably.
But
they said it is.
Well, and they've said also, they're like, well, we got to speed it up because we're on a timetable. We've said 2012 is the end of the world in the game, so we have to have it come out before 2012, or in 2012. No.
Yeah,
it would be kind of silly if it came out in 2013.
Yeah, to then hear them just say, like, oh, it's 2012. The
spoilers.
And then what if
they spoil the ending by
the ending of
exist?
Yeah, the end of Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give the impression. It's really easy to fall into the trap of just complaining endlessly about the game. It is really good.
You gave it an 8.
I did give it an 8. That is not a bad score.
It's a great score.
Yes, it is a great score. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's. I still had a lot of fun with the game. I was just, you know, as a big fan of the series who's been following it this whole time, who's really invested in the story, I was kind of let down.
And I feel like the addition, like we talked about it before, in Brotherhood, I did everything you could do mm-hmm. in terms of, like, I didn't, like, try to get 100% or anything, but, like...
I did.
I know you did, because
yep.
that's what you do.
Yeah.
But, like,
well,
when you had...
Well, Assassin's Creed, that's
yeah.
what I do, yes.
In Brotherhood, like, the Brotherhood missions to, like, build up the assassins, I did all of that. I did all these cool side missions. I did, like, you'd have a whole bunch of side missions with the different, like, factions. I did all of those. And then in this game, they've taken all, like, those things, expanded them slightly, but not enough that I feel like doing them again. Like, I don't feel like sending my assassins all over the globe to take shit over, because I did that in the last game, mm-hmm. and the additions they added in this one, it's like...
Oh, they're kind of a pain in the ass.
It's like, hey, here's the same thing you did last time, except a little better, and then it's a little more annoying. And it's like, oh, I'm not going to do that shit again. It feels like I'm playing the same game with those elements. Mm-hmm. And the tower defense mode, I don't like as much as you do.
I did enjoy it. But anyway, everyone but us is bored. We should move on.
Not the internet. The internet is never bored.
That's true.
Because they could be listening and looking at porn.
That's true.
Which is what everyone does when they listen to Talk Radar.
They could be masturbating to our voices.
You are
some
always
people have confessed to doing. Oof. Which
that's,
is terrifying.
That's how you qualify. You know, you're always going up against hardcore pornography.
Yep.
Are you more entertaining than that? You are a success.
And speaking about going, going against hardcore pornography.
Should we strap it on?
Let's strap it on. This week's biggest release is Saints Row the Third.
Biggest release.
Biggest release. Well, certainly the one we gave the highest score to.
Biggest, floppiest release.
Biggest, floppiest release that's in your mom's face. Talking shit to you.
Yeah, it was the highest scoring game of the week.
Yeah.
Dildos.
Yeah.
What do you have to say for yourself, Mike Grimm?
That's a 10.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all. All
right.
Next
moving
game.
On.
Back to Disney's Connect Adventures.
Yes.
I never got to weigh in on it. I just want to say there are Song of the South characters in the game.
Really?
And that's kind of cool.
Absolutely astonishing. I don't
wow.
know.
Oh, for the, well, it must be for Splash Mountain, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Love you, Matt Keast. Coming
well,
up
I mean,
soon,
the Song of the South is, you know, as long as they have Splash Mountain, Song of the South is going to be, they have to be
the best
sort
ride
of
in the park to this
it.
Day.
Kind of is. Yeah. I like Space
really
Mountain.
Scary.
It's awesome.
Scary
the
is everything.
The Briar Patch. Whoa!
I got scared.
Oh, nose!
They had a Laserdisc copy of that at Amoeba. It was like $200.
I own it.
Speaking of which,
Japanese
yeah,
laser
I found too. Something sort of disturbing in Saints Row the Third.
What did you find?
Was it a dildo?
Oh my god, a phallic
no.
prosthesis!
It wasn't a dildo. It was the fact that the character creation options are so in-depth and multi-layered that I realized, like, oh my god, I can create a horrible blackface minstrel in this game. Like, literally, just create a white guy. There's an option that, like, turns the head all one color. Like, just the head. You can turn that to black with, like, white lipstick. Put on an afro and, like, a tuxedo, and it's the most offensive thing ever to be in a game ever.
I would like to point out that none of these options are portrayed as such. This is Michael Rapara's sick, deviant mind creating this offensive
I
character.
I need to play this game and play as that
oh,
character.
And you combine it with that voice.
Michael told me, like, if you add the zombie voice to the minstrel. Okay, now describe the character you created real quick.
I didn't actually create this character. I just realized that I could.
Mm.
Way to dodge the racism bullet.
Yeah.
Well, so, okay, Michael.
Neo
I, Michael, mm. I created this character.
Okay, you
how
created
about
this
that,
character.
Please? So what did he look like?
So he had a pitch black face with clearly a white neck and hands. he had white lips, an afro, and a tuxedo.
And you can add this voice, courtesy of the image as design.
I feel like I've walked into a horrible trap where Jesse Jackson will be at my doorstep tomorrow.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Play Michael Rapares.
I'm just saying, it's possible and it's horrifying, but it's also kind of funny.
They do give you freedom to do what you want.
That's
yes,
true.
To be
fun.
As racist as you need to be.
So, I liked in your review how you said...
how minstrel guys you could create in the
fuck you!
That is the most. That is the worst and best thing I've ever heard.
Does it? What it sounds to me is like every episode of the Charlie Rose Show I've ever seen, like not paid attention to.
Now, on this topic, I would like to. That is one of the things I sort of omitted from my review. I was writing it and I couldn't find a way to make it fit in well, but there are six dialogue options for your character. You can pick three male voices, three female voices, and a zombie voice. If you pick that zombie voice, the entirety of the game is your character going, and then characters talking back to them like they know what you're saying. So the plot becomes completely indecipherable and retarded.
Can you turn on subtitles?
Hey, we got to get this bank vault out of there. Like,
that's literally, oh, I guess we're going to have to go across town then and go pick up Johnny. And that's quite literally how the game handles that. The nice touch about that, too, is that I played through it like twice, and one of the things is that one of the voices is like a regular voice, and there's like a European Russian-y voice, and there's a Latina voice. But it changes the dialogues for every single. So basically, the entire dialogue of the game for your character is recorded individually for each voice track. But the Russian one was good because there was all just kinds of, you know, stupid bullshit talking about spies and the KGB and stuff.
Of course.
You're right, yeah.
My cousin!
They made a promotional video where they showed off the character creator and they made Niko Bellic, and it was really good looking.
Well, also, you can be transgender in this game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. There's
you
like,
can also be naked, which is great.
There's metallic skin colors, so you can be chromatic blue.
Silverson and I have downloaded a bunch of them, including Spider-Man, Jessica Rabbit, and Hitler. I'm so happy.
Can you do like, Hitler in blackface with that voice?
They've given you the tools to basically make any kind of recognizable character.
I feel like
want,
I've written it too many cool. times. I've never seen a series hit its stride in the third game. That never fucking happens.
Yeah,
and it's just by giving you the tools to do anything you want to be there. Being this is the best spiritual successor to San Andreas. Just to be as silly as you need to be. There's a story there.
I love
also
that.
Hilarious.
I can cock punch anyone.
Cock punch anybody.
I love that within like 5 minutes of playing, I'm cock punching Japanese schoolgirls with energy hammers.
Oh, and there's a video I'll be posting on the site, but it'll be live now on the cheats. And being able to simultaneously turn every pedestrian drunk into a pimp, hoe, or character mascot while I kill them and they ascend to heaven. Like being able to kill like 15 people at once and watch them ascend, being lifted into heaven. It's such a beautiful thing. The zombie mode, like I gathered like 300, just the zombie sheets. It type in brains. I'm not supposed to tell you that, but it. Yeah, they'll all like. I got 300 people following me around as zombies. Yes, who sounded a little something like this.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
I've always wanted. I mean, could you do were all those codes in the old game? Do you know? I've always wanted to turn everyone in the city drunk. I wanted to do it in GTA 4 because they had the euphoria.
I was looking too much at the people because they like crudely put 40 ounces in everybody's hands. Some people have it in their wrist. And they walk up, they stumble around drunkenly. And like I captured tons of video of that and didn't turn around and realized that not only were the pedestrians drunk, but that everybody driving
is
hammered. And behind me is a 40-car fucking pileup of drunk people. It's, I don't know, I thought it was hilarious. Like, when I turned all the cheats on, I was reminded of the San Andreas ending where people are rioting, and that's what the game looks like, which you can do in the first 5 minutes, if you felt like it.
I did also like, there's a lot of stuff in that game that you unlock. It's not even cheats, but it's just stuff you can unlock. It's basically cheat equivalent stuff. And I will have a video of it in the review, but basically when you complete the game, you unlock, you can just be a toilet. And your character model just turns into a completely non-anthropomorphic. It's just a toilet.
I'm a poop man!
And the guns float in front of it, and it just goes clink, clank,
clank. And the zombie voice would be even better there. It's just a toilet going...
Yeah.
I believe it would sound a little something like this.
Correct.
Wait, hold
imagine
on.
Your toilet saying you that, go. And you'll realize that's the voice you've always thought your toilet would speak in.
Except angrier.
It's funny because like this game, it sort of goes the completely different direction what Michael's talking about for Assassin's Creed, where it's just like, there is a story in this game, and it is something that you could pay attention to if you felt like it, but it's not necessarily important at all. Like, one of the critiques I was that there's a couple missions in the game that aren't entirely clear what's happening or why it's happening, and...
But
I played for probably 10 hours.
But it's kind of hard to care.
Well,
yeah, when you're crashing feet first through the window, the front window of an airplane.
Yeah. And I mean,
and just kind of using that momentum to fly all the way to the back of the airplane.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing isn't completely insane all the way through, but there are so many just peaks in that game that are just completely unforgettable. And once you do the mission, there's a bunch of missions in that game. It happens, and it's just like. You'll never forget it. That's scarred into your mind forever, and it's just so much.
It's the second week in a row that I go from not thinking I can skip a game to needing to play it now.
It's really, really.
I think we've got a lot of copies
fun.
Left in the
I am really enjoying it so far. I'm going to be playing the shit out of that. It's going to be that and Skyrim that are going to be vying for most of my attention.
I'll go buy the shit out of it when Amazon marks it down to like $4 on Black Friday.
No, you're thinking of Need for Speed the Run. That'll be $34.99.
I bet $34.99.
I'm calling it right now.
I'm saying $34.99 before Black Friday. Hey, that's like buying.
Let's make a bet right now. What do you say?
$29.99.
Let's
make a $5 bet.
$34.99. No, not $5. The winner has to buy a copy of that game for the person. How about that?
All right. $29.99.
I'm a notary public, Gilbert. So you two guys are committed.
And I'm an ordained minister, so you're married.
All right, but what if it... Okay, wait, what happens if it's in between those numbers, though?
Then you have to buy it for everyone else at the table.
That's a good point. I think then we just...
All right. Well, okay, if it's between those numbers, whosever number it's closest to gets a blowjob from the other person.
Price is Right rules only with blowjobs.
CDR 188, look forward to it.
If you go over, then you got to swallow cum. What? It's explicit. It says it right on the
eye. I know glares don't translate over podcasts, but I think Michael still did.
Well, but I don't know. I'm used to Michael
this
being
this is the right conversation for Saints Row.
Exactly.
That's true. Yes. That's
we're strapping...
100%
no, there are fart grenades!
Fart in a jar. Fart in a jar. Wow. Yeah, you upgrade your flashbang enough and it becomes a fart in a jar.
I feel like...
It seems like a step down.
It works really well.
It feels like Saints Row has been like every time they're like, no, you don't get it. We're not trying to do anything but just be a fun thing.
The weird thing about it is, too, is that, yeah, they want to be that, but it's just like all those guys are from like literally the middle of nowhere in the Midwest, like Volition that makes this game, and it's just like, it's this bizarre, just like ultra surreal, just like you are isolated and you've lost your mind, and this beautiful game comes out, and it's just like, yes.
I need to make that character.
And I had heard like the pro wrestling part is like actually like really like
the game is always
pro wrestling.
Like, yeah, well, THQ does make wrestling games.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing they did before too is in the second game they did the same thing where basically you go and take out gang by gang, sort of like in some sort of vague order. And at the very last mission of where you like crush the gang for good, those are always the best missions. And it sort of holds that up in this one too.
And there's so many great games.
Yes, yeah. There's the Luchadors and
it's a virtual reality mission.
The Tron people.
Oh, man. The Deckers. That.
Dan told me it was a spoiler, but he showed it to me. Somebody from Not of This World.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's... I don't want to spoil anything, because it's stupid, because I'm not spoiling anything like plot-related. It's retarded, but I just don't want to ruin it for you, because it's so unexpected, and when these things happen, you're like, wait, what? And then it keeps going, and you're just like, oh, wow.
Well, they sent us a series of non-sequitur clips, and there was one that just
broke... This entire game is a non-sequitur,
There was one that just broke my brain, where it's like, well, let's get in the car and run over people, zombie friend. And then they turn... we should listen to the radio. Okay. Go into...
And they sing Sublime. That's like the third mission, I think.
They sing along to this. Bobby sings to...
Yes, Boxing does. Marco, said he was so excited about this. And I'd been playing for capture purposes, so I turned the radio off. The Adult Swim has an entire radio channel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Really?
Hosted by John from Delocated.
Yeah.
Whoa. What? John Glazer?
John Glazer.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah, oh, what? Is there any food? No, I know you're not a waiter. All right, we're really going to go. You're going to be that sarcastic and
God
put in a waiter outfit.
Damn it, this game sounds
I mean,
good.
I did love the what was like 18-minute Tim and Eric commercial shows not 1 second of gameplay.
Nope. Yeah.
They just paid Tim and Eric to do an episode of their show.
Well, who else did they pay to do a sketch for Saints Row?
Future!
Seriously, that video is fucking hilarious.
Is it good?
I haven't watched it.
Seriously, haven't
really
watched it?
Funny, no. Yeah.
Dude, I know you have a stance against watching things that you were in, but...
Me too.
You should watch it to see me as a wizard.
Dude,
that's pretty great.
It is so fucking funny.
Or Henry, which they credited you as hero guy because you have HG on your shirt. Like, that wasn't for a hero guy.
I think it's
who was in the... whatever cat guy, somebody...
Well, the same person who was the naked guy.
My parents, I hadn't seen the video yet, and we filmed it like a week or two ago. And I was in conversation with my parents. Do you guys know of a cheap flight home that's less than $1,300? And my mom sends me like raw HTML of a page she looked. It was insane. Here are your flight. Here's a good flight. FLITE. Mom, are you that fucking retarded? I'm like, all right, I can't use this. Here's a video I was in. You guys have been asking about it. Wow! How'd you get Hello Kitty in the video? I'm like, okay. Like, first of all, how the fuck do you know who Hello Kitty is?
And second, how do you know that and not realize that this thing looks nothing like Hello Kitty?
Yeah, like, is this real? Like, well,
is this real?
I guess. Like, I mean, that it exists and we did it.
Is this an actual creature that exists?
To be fair, watching that video and saying, is this a real thing, isn't the worst reaction you can have.
Did I fall
into a vat of LSD?
Exactly.
And you look just like, well, not just like the guy, but you look very similar to the main character.
Well, I'm going to thank Cheryl and Raina, who like did a shitload of stuff in the wardrobe.
Oh, and Cheryl looked great, too.
Cheryl was awesome in that.
I really liked Anne's little JRPG character thing. That was pretty good.
I'm
still trying to wrap my mind around that. It's like, is this real? Are you really in a gang that's recruiting wizards and heroes? Like, I think that's very dangerous.
Is this
real? Are you okay, Chris?
Does he have to wear purple?
You need to be careful.
It's on the internet.
Wizards are dangerous.
It couldn't be any more real. Yeah, I wanted Anne, like, specifically, and I wanted her to be a JRPG boy, like, more than anything. But
well,
it turned out even
that's
better.
That's a fantasy of yours?
No. I thought her,
she's just sort of mumbling into her chest.
Yes, her mumbling into her chest, like Hope from Final Fantasy 13 or fucking Tidius.
Tidius?
I know what his name is. I just.
Well, she just mumbles, and then what does she just like? Oh,
the world.
We had to have.
The
like,
fate of the world.
If you can see the uncut clip, I was on the set behind the camera, and I rarely ruined a take. But Anne improvising JRPG dialogue, fate of the world. My father. I did exactly that, and everybody turned around and yelled at me.
Yeah, we got yelled at too. Because we were all, Charlie, Michael, and Carolyn and I were waiting around for each other to finish scenes. And so we just waited for each other to finish. And we're talking the whole time, and several times we're like, shut up, shut up. And I was like, what, are you trying to film something with dialogue or something? I also liked how Chris was like, just improvise, just. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, like, when I went over, they were like, yeah, can you just go, like, by the power of Thor? I'm like, oh, that's lame. All right, sure, whatever. So I did it, and they're like, how about you try that with, like, a less recognizable character? I'm like,
you just said I should do that.
Yeah, fine. But how about Asmodeus? Fine.
In my defense, like, and I had to do a lot of that, but I cannot believe I could cast people like you in game cliche voices. And, like, I know you don't want to put your ass out there and, like, improvise stuff, but you know what these characters are supposed to do.
Yeah,
you know every second. Yeah. You shall not pass this level. Like, you're a wizard. You know what to do. You're a superhero. You know what to do. And everybody up there is like, well, you didn't write me any dialogue. Like,
well, once
don't fucking put that shit on me. Like, you're up here because you know what these characters
once
are.
Once the cameras are staring at you in the face.
Because you don't
want to
be on the hook for delivering shit that
and
you
the
come
people
up with.
Who aren't video game fans are suggesting dialogue that has nothing to do with your character.
Yeah. Yes. Was I not up there for your filmings?
Hmm? You were sitting on the couch with the underwear chicks.
No, they were gone at that point.
Were they? Stop it.
That was
one
of my
one of them.
That was one of my favorite moments of the day was when one of the bikini girls came out of the bathroom after changing into her bikini and the president of our company like was walking to the bathroom and saw her and then did like a cartoonish double.
His jaw hit the ground, his tongue rolled out like a red carpet.
Yeah. Started stomping and steam was coming out of his ears.
Heart-shaped heart starts booming out of his chest.
And then some prude
complained to HR, and they made the bikini girls had to walk around the fourth floor wearing like jackets or pants.
It wasn't HR.
Are we working in a preschool?
It wasn't HR. It was just that like nobody knew. Not only that the overseers of the palace of the UK would be here, the kings and queens of future. Didn't know that we'd be filming right above their heads as they discussed the future of the company.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, bah, bah, bah. Stop, stop, stop.
Well, it's also...
Now they know we now mean business.
Bob, wouldn't that excite them? They'd be like, man, this what a crazy place. Isn't this fun?
This is bustling and active.
Yeah.
Well, it's also because people are doing things here.
It's a building full of games journalists. I mean, you know, we've never seen it. A woman naked.
I know.
I've never seen a woman.
It was strange.
We were all raised in pods among other males.
It was great.
Dorms?
Those two.
I
whatever your
God,
Earth equivalent is.
I swear to God, I turn my libido off when I walk through these hallowed doors. I ogle a female, think about fucking anybody. But my mark, where I was supposed to look in that video was, if you see, remember it opened up the girl with champagne? Yeah. I had to stare directly into her ass. And we did that. We broke.
Directly into her ass?
Into her ass's soul.
So she was like bending over, spreading her cheeks, and you just had
but
to
But she was constantly bending over.
Into a small intestine.
How many takes was that?
Well, there was a case of champagne. With 24 bottles of champagne in it. And I'll put it this way.
Good Lord.
We weren't happy and used the best one.
It's fucking cold up there.
Yeah. We went through 24 bottles.
Those girls ladies probably have fucking pneumonia now.
Ah, they're fine.
Those ladies are in there.
Maria Danielle, they're troopers. They're good ladies.
That dildo is probably the most expensive. The dildo is probably the most expensive.
Dick trooper.
Yeah, that was great. Like, okay, so like Raina, our other wardrobe person, we're like, well, we really need right now a translucent purple dildo. Like they have them in like 3 inches, like bigger. And she calls a porn like a sex shop. Do you have any purple dildos? Yeah, of course we have purple dildos. Of course. How big would you like? 22 inches. Ma'am, we don't roll like that. That's disgusting. And like,
did that really happen?
Yes. Like,
my God.
Like, she literally said, "We don't roll like that," because I don't know if it was because like
they have standards. God damn it!
I don't know. I don't know.
So they don't have the giant porn star ones that are like for display over a mantelpiece.
I don't know if it was because
only.
She was like, "We don't cater. We don't cater to freaks," or like, "This is serious."
She called.
We don't carry novelty items.
I bet
she
was good vibrations.
It was good vibration.
That is a serious sex
question. They were offended that we would ask for something.
No, these are only things that will be used on humans.
Yeah, they were offended that we were like, no, we're not going to put it in our ass and our vagina. Well, then get the fuck out of this store. Yeah. Get it out of this store.
She is going to have a pleasant, wholesome orgasm.
Yeah.
No, this is used on
sight gag. What?
I'm surprised that in San Francisco, all of the purple dildos weren't sold out completely for Saints Row promotion.
Yeah.
No, everyone's like, we got to do a video. Purple dildo shortage. I don't know what to tell you.
We're just going to hit someone with it on camera. It's not actually going to be used.
Oh, that was totally faked. Yeah. I felt terrible about that because now I had to go record post-dialogue because Cheryl just decided to start hitting me with a dildo. And I started reacting to it. And like later on, like, I want to punch up the scene. Where Heather, our executive producer, comes on dressed as Laura Croft. And so I had to go outside and record dialogue reacting to Heather as if I were excited and about to be hit by a dildo. So if you walked outside in the smoking area sometime last week, you were oh, yeah. And like for about half an hour.
Really?
Yeah, I gotta tell Heather that.
Well, I had to pretend to be punched five times this week.
Will that be up by the time this is out?
I don't know. Hopefully. You'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe.
Well, either way, can somebody at GamesRadar embed that YouTube video in the page of the Saints Row thing that we're all in? Except for you, Cooper, in
what?
That room.
The YouTube video is on the page.
In the Talk Radar page.
Oh, yes.
You guys remember what you do, right?
What?
Right.
No, I'd forgotten.
I make the donuts.
We weren't in your head for the first half of that conversation. We couldn't keep up.
All right.
Boy, this has been quite a second segment.
Yeah.
So we're talking about dildos.
Going now? Is this like 2 hours? Have we hit that mark?
It's 8 a.m.
Wow. We're going to have to split this in half.
Yeah, we should probably
move
on.
Oh,
no. So...
6 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Well, I mean,
no, 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Are there any
I have
other?
To get up at 6 a.m.
Moving on.
New York
back.
People, go see Hank. Ted, Sarah, Susie. Susie and Strangle Me. Look up, Hank.
So moving on, when we come back, we're going to be talking game deals and community shit.
We have the
and
end of
stay
the
tuned.
Contest.
What?
We have are we going to do the end of the contest? The Chris
Cantisa
contest? Oh,
yeah, sure,
contest?
Sure, 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 sure.
Yes. And you don't stop. Cause it's 187 on an undercover car. Creep with me as I crawl through the hood. Maniac lunatic calling Snoop Eastwood. Kicking dust as I bust fuck piece. And the motherfucking fuck police. You already know I give a fuck about a cop. So why in the fuck would you think that it would stop? Plot, yeah, that's what we's about to do. Take your ass on a mission with the boys in blue. Dre, what up, Snoop? Yo, I got the feeling. Tonight's the night like Betty Wright and I'm chilling. Killing, feeling, no remorse, yeah. So let's go straight to the motherfucking source and see what we can find. Crooked ass cop that be getting nicked. All right, this is the final round of the Games Radar Spelling Bee. Darth Vader, your word is talk radar.
As
Brett Elston, use it in a sentence.
I swear to God, I've never laughed so hard as I did when listening to Talk Radar 15.
T A L C.
Sorry.
Go to gamesradar.com.
Does anybody want to listen to the rest of this motherfucking podcast?
Yeah!
Hey, welcome back.
Hi, Michael.
Hey. How you guys doing? Huh?
Nice. You being me now?
Come on! Yeah! Ride or die.
Oh, man.
Soldier boy, tell
me. All right, so game deals. Let's start with those.
Ooh, I
hurry up. We're recording. We're recording. Let's get this started.
Take my advice. Do as I say. Buy a fucking video goddamn game.
Is it only important for... I could have 40 minutes if I was doing the Assassin's Creed guide? How dare you? How dare you?
How dare I, indeed.
So, hey, no. Keep checking Amazon because they're having some great countdown to Black Friday deals, but they're daily deals, so I can't really wait.
No,
one other thing, PSN and XBLA have good Sega deals right now, and Take Two deals. So
did we talk about the Jurassic Park deal?
No. What
if
is
you
that?
Buy a year of PlayStation Plus, you get the entire season, I believe, of Jurassic Park the game for free.
Wow.
Yeah, so there
it
you
might
go.
Be the same with Back to the Future, or it was a couple weeks ago.
Back to the Future, like, it's Telltale. They're going to give that away for free every other day.
And if you buy Saints Row the Third on PS3, you get Saints Row 2 for free.
And if you buy Assassin's Creed Revelations on PS3, you get the first Assassin's Creed
for
free.
That's true, you do.
Yeah, no, wait, I thought they
don't really
that.
Count that as a deal.
No, it's yeah. still there.
They kept that one? That's not one that dropped out? Are
that's
you sure?
Still
no, it is on
are
the disc.
Are you talking about the Saints Row downloadable?
No, there was the Saints Row downloadable content. Right. There was the Battlefield 3. I thought that got cut. All right.
Well, back to Kirkland. That
I mean, were you asking about the Assassin's Creed thing?
Yeah.
So I got my preview for
on the PS3 disc.
I thought that was one of the things that got cut.
You guys, can you install it directly from the disc?
Talk about this. I'm going to close that game. Henry, that was pretty great.
Thanks.
Would you like me to look anything up?
Nah, I mean, deals are so in fluctuation right now because, like, it's just a bunch of stuff getting ready for Black Friday. Man,
why did you say black like that?
That's racist.
Can you believe that Black Friday is just 1 week away, guys? Boy, I can't wait for our Thanksgiving episode with, we should at least recap the Black Friday. I think we have a Black Friday feature coming up soon or something, right?
Yeah, I hear that one of the Black Friday deals is Martin Lawrence's film Black Knight.
I got Andrew Hayward
scouring
the internets to bring us Black Friday deals.
There's a pretty good. There's some good webbery sources out there.
Webbery sources.
Webbery sources.
Take my advice.
What else?
Bioshock.
So, anything else? Yeah, we want to move on.
Amazon does have that buy one, get one half off, so it's going on.
They're also, marking down, every collector's edition. Yeah.
Saints Row, the third collector's edition, is already marked down. Skyrim collector's edition is $20 off.
There's a post written about it on Laser Time. I don't know who does that site.
But whoever they are, they feel compelled to continually plug their shit on my show over and over again.
I have a new bit. I'm just going to make a fart noise every time it's brought up.
Laser
Crazy.
Time. Laser Time. LaserTime.com.
That's kind of ear shattering.
Batman the podcast?
Bit for the legends. Yeah. Bit for the books. One.
Community segment.
All right.
Theme song.
Wait, cut it off halfway.
Yeah, that's good. Philosophical.
Boy, yeah. You know what, kids? Community is in danger and needs your support.
Six seasons in a movie.
Six seasons in a movie. It's community.
The thing is, it doesn't make any sense for it to even go on as long as it
has. Six seasons in a movie.
Community college is 2 years.
It's such a weird. Well,
childhood degrees by now.
Childhood only lasts a few years, and yet The Simpsons has been on for like 90 years.
Fair point.
Speaking as a person who went to community college for 5 years,
it can last as long as you want to.
Listen, all they need to do at the end of this season, just be like, by the way, I'm the dean, and I just found out we're not actually a college, but now we are.
It's a good dean.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Homie, don't dean this.
Oh, God.
And Annie
Robot
becomes
House!
The fucking singing Kiss by a Rose is like one of the best moments.
I know. All right,
the community hates when we talk about Community, Hank.
I know. The Community is my favorite show on television. You guys have a Community Games Radar, right?
We do.
I suppose.
They made some audio clips recently.
Did they?
Should we do that?
How?
We should do that.
You have a couple seconds. Where are they?
They are on GamesRadar.com's forums.
Ooh. Oh, God, this is going to take forever.
Yep.
So, who knows how to tap dance? I have a feeling we're going to need to fill some time.
No, we don't need to fill any time. What were the rules of the contest?
The rules of the contest were to dig through to celebrate Chris Antista's departure from the
demise.
How's that going, by the way?
We're
you not being in this room all the time.
I really feel like I'm over here a lot. Please tell me if I'm annoying. I come over all the time.
No.
Like,
maybe you should go back to LaserTimePodcast.com.
We're going to have to move quickly. Or someone's going to have to get me a power cable. You guys are going to be really shocked by this, but this form.
So the contest is to find clips of GamesRadar employee Chris Antista. And
so sad. Like, I can't even access the own community on the
internet. Works for me, fine. All right.
Oh. There it goes.
Sorry, it's not on a WordPress site.
Where is it?
Go to the GamesRadar forum.
Or LaserTime.
Go to the Talk Radar forum. I believe the forum contest.
GamesRadar.com/forums. Talk Radar podcast.
Podcast.
All right.
Where it's Hollander Cooper's contest to find incriminating clips of Chris Antista talking about his hatred for PC gaming and love for sex.
Oh my. We're really going to have to cut this close.
All right. Just get on with it.
Dude, it's your forums and your internet. Deal with it. Like, there's nothing I can fucking do.
Our internet sucks.
I have two from Turbo.
The second one is the one from Turbo.
Turbo. Oh, man.
The PC. Fuck the PC. I don't want to throw it all out the window. I want to use one or two iPads.
Yeah, I was at PTOM for
the future.
What, 8-9 months? And was there a PC gamer?
PC gamer. I ran that magazine around. Came right back to PTOM.
No. I was.
Platform. Wow.
Is that expected from Wii? I really hate
it. Are we going to play all this?
Yeah.
I don't hate the PC.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had a hard time justifying it, though.
I don't. I'm looking at magazine covers around our office. I see crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I own 3 PCs that were all made in the last 2 years. None of them could play Crisis. I would like to buy Assassin's Creed 2 on my PC. What happens? DRM? You get this DRM
and you're not online.
It cuts you off and loses your save.
Fuck you.
Here's a solution, Ubisoft. Don't make your game for PC. Jesus Christ. PC gamers, just suck it up. Buy a Wii.
Chris ran out of the room, by the way, in protest.
The shooter's not dead. The Wii was supposed to be a godsend in terms of a shooter. It really was supposed to offer a lot. And the fact that nobody's really come to the table and met that demand, which I thought I was sick of my friends. I've never played a console shooter. Mouse and keyboard. I'm like, a mouse and keyboard was never designed for a first-person shooter. It's just best thing. I see the Wii remote. This is it. This is gonna make this with my Wii remote. Possible, but
that's physically not possible.
I know, but I want another way to play a first-person shooter. And what else should the Wii remote be doing outside of holding over your head as you jump up and down on a mat? It should be pointed at the screen like a fucking gun.
You love the Wii!
It should, like, PC gamers are fucking hardcore and obnoxious.
I'm up here, I can't hear it yet. It's happening.
No mercy. It's Coleco. PS1 had 9 people. PC had 3. Genesis was also 3. 360 actually had 10.
That doesn't count. PC's like paper.
What?
Yeah, which... Who had the best books? I'm going to say paper.
strangely enough, Dreamcast.
More importantly, the wild thornberries. I have no idea why. Jesus. God damn it. Was there a reason?
Why are we calling this in?
Fair enough. I'm not going to ask who you were going to see this with that you were trying to get laid to the Wild Thornberries movie. I'm just going to assume it was illegal.
How young is too young?
How much longer is this one?
When her mom picked her up, it was very tasteful.
Now when I picked her up, I'm talking one, man, this bitch was fresh.
Jesus Christ.
All right, that's enough for that.
Turbo.
Turbo,
beautiful work. Beautiful.
What else do we have?
If you go down, there is...
Rod the Master?
Yes, there is. I can't remember if I listened to this one yet.
That's a real gem. Chris championing the Wii remote over mouse and keyboard.
Is the PC.
Really?
Games get a bad rep because piracy. Well, it is rampant on the system.
That's sort of my argument against the piracy in the PC, and as most people do, pirate something to try it before they buy it. I have tons of friends who pirate stuff, and when they like it, they just go out and buy it because they don't have to deal with the hassle of pirating it all the time. The PC, fuck the PC. I want to throw it all out the window. I just want to have only one
classic
or two iPads. And that's it. Back when I was into PC gaming and gave up, it had been without a doubt over a year since I genuinely laughed and really enjoyed anything. PC Gamer, our magazine and our company who's partnered with our site, like fucking hardcore and obnoxious and elitist shitheads.
They did a good job editing that one.
Yeah, it was good editing.
Here's a solution, Ubisoft. Don't make your game for PC. Jesus Christ, why is that so difficult? Tyler Nagata said he heard me call all PC gamers elitist shitheads. All right, well, oh my God, let's get the PC gamer guys in here.
I'm excited.
Listen, fuck you guys.
This guy's right here is working at PC Gamer. I'm Evan Laddy.
Yeah, pretty good. We're getting paid the low bucks.
Nicely done.
So, in summation,
what are you buying?
Not the PC version. Thank you.
Fuck that.
I believe
I have heard this last one from Mr. Suitman.
This is the one I have heard. Dude. It's really good. Should we close out the show with it?
Well, we have to do the question of the week. We have to choose a winner.
We're not quite close to the end of the show yet.
Here we go. This is really nice. I don't know where he got this quote from. Okay, this is...
I'm a pedophile, I'm a racist. Stop looking at your computers. Shut it down. Stop looking at your computers. Shut it down. Stop looking at your computers. Stop looking at your computers. Stop looking at your computers. Shut it down. Shut it down. I was going to segue into the Spore Amazon reviews because this was fucking awesome.
We got one more thing to do.
PC Gamer Digital. PC Gamer Digital. PC Gamer Digital.
We've all railed against the PC because we're not big on PC usage, but the PC has to do with something called DRM. What does that stand for? Wiki Pirates.
Digital Rights Management.
Digital Rights Management. Digital Rights Management. DRM. DRM. DRM.
PC Gamer Digital.
You only go 3 times with your key. It doesn't exist anymore. What would be faster? Calling customer support or pirating the fucking game? If I ever get the time, I will install Spore 3 times.
Overload, overload. So I have to call EA. I will start downloading a bootleg copy. If I can get that done faster than the EA phone call, then piracy rules. PC gamers are fucking hardcore and obnoxious and elitist shitheads.
Oh, God.
Hate PC gamers. If you're a hardcore PC, you're always reinstalling. You're always wiping your hard drive and fucking obnoxious.
PC gamers have such a habit of calling a wolf at the tiniest little thing.
PC gamers a magazine in our company who's partnered with our site. Like, they have a DRM warning. Like, this means a lot to PC. They get really pissed about it.
PC gamer digital.
The console assholes really move for the rest of us.
What PC games have you beaten in the last, like, 6 years?
I played some.
Commander Keen, Wolfenstein 3.
What? Capable of playing PC?
You all did it. Admit it.
You taught a dinosaur to ride a bull. Japanese.
No, this guy. Pulling all this cred shit. I watched some anime. I play games on a computer. Games on a computer.
I felt
you sleep with Gabriel Knight.
No, sure. In between there, a bunch of Sierra shit. What was great is that you couldn't find Battlefield 1943 to buy because EA Origins controlled. Like, we had to download the demo and crack it and then repack, but there are still hundreds of people.
And balancing the audio is
1942. Important.
You're whispering in this part.
Battlefield 1942 demo.
Basic Gamer Digital. Basic Gamer Digital. Basic Gamer Digital. Basic Gamer Digital.
Nice.
So
don't lie.
Why? Hi.
Two thumbs up.
So who do we think wins this contest and wins stuff from the office / a code for?
PC Gamer Digital Episode 7 Minecraft All Minecraft Edition featuring me.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's Mr. Suitman gets a couple points off for using clips from other people and not balancing the audio in a couple places, but I'd still say that's the one I would vote for.
I'd agree with you, but I kind of
really
liked...
I do appreciate the amount of work Turbo does and did with it. But
I kind of really liked the effort put into making the horrible, incriminating edits on Rod the Masters of making you say things that were just like completely out of context.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know what the prize is, but they'll all three of them get a copy of PC Gamer Digital.
Wow!
PC Gamer Digital. I'll
give you.
PC Gamer Digital!
When the fuck did I say that?
I have no idea!
Damn it. Forget there's public record of all this nonsense.
These things we're saying are heard by people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I agree with Mr. Suitman as a winner, though.
They're all
sure,
winners.
Sure.
Unless you have another prize to give them.
Well, they're getting stuff from the office. They will find
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we haven't specified what it is.
Is it because you don't know? It
could. No, what?
No, yeah. Oh, what? Okay. No.
I dare you.
It's just a mystery.
The outlet I work for is going to immediately reward you with copies of PC Gamer Digital.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you should
always... If you like it, you should post about how much you like it.
I'll talk tomorrow whether I can expense those. But,
what are those?
They are episodes on Steam. If you go to Steam right now, you can see PC Gamer Digital, All Minecraft Edition.
Steam, is that the one that lost
so
all my
PC
personal
Gamer
information?
No, it's the one that when you spell it sideways, it spells meats.
That sort of just blew my mind.
PC Gamer Digital!
Stop it, Hank. You're gonna
I feel
be
like you should only say it that way.
Mr. Suitman will be in touch.
All right.
That was nice.
All right.
Where
are
well,
we going?
I was question... actually tears in my eyes laughing on all of this.
Last week's rather uninspired question was, what do you like better, single player or multiplayer?
Yeah. That really happened? I don't remember.
I answered that too. I'm sure you
really
don't remember.
Thanks, J. Marcella 09 was kind enough to start off the forum thread and says, personally, I've always loved a good story. When I buy a game, I want to be engrossed in the narrative. I'm the type of person who would buy MW3 for the story alone. I never even tried the BioShock 2 multiplayer. Not to mention, other than Brotherhood, I am absolutely terrible at them.
Just look at my... Yeah, I fail there. Just look at my Street Fighter 4 score. Last time I checked, I think I was 3 wins out of 57 matches.
Noob.
I also have no friends with the same game, so I'm stuck playing with strangers. Oh, and perfect. I only have a PS3.
Did you just...
Oh, man.
Hold on, Grim. Did you just meet, like, Bizarro Grim on the forums? Everything he said, you looked horrified at.
I play Modern Warfare 3 for the story. Well, you know. We all have our own things in life that we enjoy. It's a beautiful thing.
It takes all kinds.
It takes all kinds.
Oh, we actually got 3 pages of Dracula Double X says, I wish I can say single, but I'm going to tell the truth and say multiplayer. My friends and even my younger brother have called me out on it, going so far as to call me a casual gamer.
Oh,
since I haven't beaten a game in a while. The last game I probably played through completely on my own was probably Call of Duty, Black Ops, and even then, I would play through an hour's worth of campaign and then jump into the multiplayer and spend 3 to 4 hours there instead. This is the sole reason why I bought Modern Warfare 3 instead of Skyrim. I know for a fact that I would enjoy and get my $60 worth out of Modern Warfare 3 because I'll actually play it. If I'd gotten Skyrim, I would have played through 2 to 3 hours and then taken it out and left it in a corner to collect dust and continue to tell myself every time I looked at it, should I trade it in? I don't know. One day I'll play through it. One day.
Yeah, I hear that.
TLDR, I prefer multiplayer over single player.
Nice. That was actually not TLDR. It's the irony of that.
Our winner, Mr. Suitman, says, although I prefer single-player games, I do enjoy playing multiplayer with my friends and relatives. Funny thing, many times I tend to play multiplayer-focused games solo, only because I have no one else to play with. Examples include Monster Hunter, Dragon Quest Monsters, and Peace Walker.
So that's 3 PS... Those are all PSP games?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think he has to feel bad about not having anyone to play that with.
We're going to have to get a console.
Yeah, 5'10 Brother Panda, who only has a Wii...
Ooh,
says, I prefer single player. I like stuff like Zelda and Metroid, which aren't known for multiplayer.
It's because the system doesn't have multiplayer.
I don't own a PS3 or 360 and have yet to buy anything on Steam.
5TPP!
I almost read that as meats. My family doesn't really like that I play games since I don't have a job. So
get a job!
Having anything...
Get an Xbox!
Get a job!
Get a job and you can get an Xbox.
Get an Xbox!
So having anything multiplayer, especially anything online, which would take time to log on, join a group, go on a mission, etc., would be hard to hide from them.
I like how every online game to him is an MMO.
Yeah.
Call of Duty! Also, how am I going to get a group to do farm? I'm never going to take down the dragon!
Also, I don't have a group of game-playing friends I can put my faith and trust in. Aw, getting backstabbed in the past has made me a bit sour toward teamwork.
Jeez. Now I'm depressed.
One-Eyed Goon says, single player. I don't mind co-op campaign if there is one, but mostly multiplayer is boring. Somebody else read some of these.
Okay.
I got one from page 3 once we finish page 1 and 2.
Ravenbaum says, single player in general, I play video games to lose myself in a world story, not to figure out that a 12-year-old who's never had sex or a job... Or a job where he has sex is better than me at a game.
He never plays against child prostitutes. Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah. It's unfortunate the co-op only came to be a big thing as virtually all of my friends moved on from video games. I do like the passive controller single player experience, though. I can still coax a friend into that every now and again. I actually agree with him. You know, despite the fact I work in this industry, I don't play very many multiplayer games online.
Yeah.
For the very same reason. It's like I couldn't be bothered to organize sessions with friends. None of my friends play games anymore.
Yeah.
Because you guys are my coworkers and not my friends. Oh. I'd like
That's
to make that
true.
Very
no,
clear.
We do not hang out.
I'm barely even that.
We do not enjoy each other's company.
No, absolutely not.
This moment right here is torture for all of us.
And we're not even in the same room. We're on different edges of the country.
We all just want to go home and have sex with our millions of anonymous girlfriends.
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And spend our money that we got for giving games high reviews.
Yes.
And giving other games low reviews.
On yachts.
On yachts. Many yachts, which is a necessity for my modern
We don't actually play games in our spare time. We just go down to Golden Gate Park and throw a football with Tommy Wiseau.
Turbo says, single player, even for the FPSs. Those who say single player campaigns don't matter never went months without an internet connection.
I did. Before the internet. 80s, I guess.
Up until 1999.
I would like to play competitive multiplayer games on PC.
Correct.
Gamer Digital!
Yes, since I can play on a low-ping server compared to the shitty console, noob-lord, idiot, scrub crap. I improvised a bit. That have to host instead of having a dedicated server that can host more players with lower latency. Correct. While Mass Effect, Elder Scrolls, and Deus Ex are only single-player experiences, I had long discussions about the story, soundtrack, characters, plot, and made male bonding experiences with other people that played the game. It says bonding experiences, but I know he didn't talk to any girls about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coop's intimating they touched wieners.
Nice. Okay.
No, nobody ever says bonding when it comes to the opposite sex. Or
they say bondage.
You bonded genitals.
How did your day go last
temporarily.
Night? We really bonded.
Yes.
Did you?
That means you didn't get a kiss.
Yeah.
Or a dick suck. The only stories that come from multiplayer are like, I pwned you so hard, or I got pwned hard. The only discussions that people have about multiplayer for Call of Duty is about what perks, loadouts, classes, and streaks they use. When everyone dies and you are the only person alive, the only thing you can play is single player.
Nice,
Turbo. Yeah, well, when I'm Burgess Meredith in that episode of Twilight Zone, what? Before my glasses
time
crack.
Time enough at last!
The controller fell apart!
Oh no, how will I eat thunder and crap lightning now?
Oh, I don't have any perks and I can't read my books!
You fucking noob lord, stop camping! Jesus Christ!
Enough with the nukes, Rock!
That's my new gamer tag, it's just Burgess Meredith, the talking character the whole time you play online.
Burton Meredith.
Oh, God! I'm Gilbert Godfrey now.
Lol Worf.
Yeah, fuck!
Prefer single player.
I'm sorry.
You also Pacino a little bit. Okay. A little bit Pacino in there.
Tell a Japanese
earthquake
joke so you lose your job.
What?
I said tell a Japanese earthquake joke so you lose your job.
Christ.
Hey, how do you think Shakespeare in Japan?
No.
I don't know.
We like you here, Chris.
It happened around PAX. I don't...
So this is,
all right,
Law Worf claims he's not very good at shooters and fighters, so he has no fun playing those games.
Okay.
He also feels embarrassed when he brings his entire team down in co-op because he talks about his dead family and parents.
Bakey Cake Fairy, get out of my game!
Sorry, I love you, Law Worf.
Whenever he goes in his 360, no need to mess with the wire. Make sure my computer is off. Before connecting wire, too. Log out so go online and play Gam Wii online. I need whole friend code. And most of the time, game no work because no one used mic. Everyone thing. Local multiplayer, lot fun, less hassle. Single player, doo doo. What was that? That was Law Worf. I may have truncated most of that.
I'm reading it like there's other words you're skipping, Michael.
Law Worf, doo doo. That's all I got.
Law Worf,
doo doo. Dare you.
Nefunest. I'd have to say single player, which has become even more important to me since I live in Shanghai, China, where the internet is utter crud.
Whoa, language, dude.
Language.
Games like Oblivion I've been playing for 5 years, and it's solely a single player experience. Yes, it's likely that I was able to flesh it out with mods since I had it on personal computer.
Whoa!
PC gamer. But single player has always been important to me. It's part of the package and will make or break the ending choice of whether I'm buying or not buying a game.
What I like about single player, and I may not have expressed this before, and I don't know because according to Henry, I was depressing and I'm too drunk to remember what happened last episode.
Sounds about right.
But the single player stuff, like whatever you play in single player and you play in single player and you play in single player, it's usually kind of universal. And so we can sort of remember things equally. Mm-hmm. What happens to you in multiplayer, like whenever I talk to people who play poker, oh man, I almost won this hand. It was like agga bagga bagga bagga, and then the ace fell down. Like, who gives a shit? Did you get to the boss? Did you get to the boss?
But at the same time,
was there a good cutscene somewhere in there in your poker game?
Were you surprised?
Everyone's enjoying talking about Skyrim for the exact opposite.
Sort of, exactly though. But like,
it's like I saw a dragon fuck a guy to death, and it's like, oh my god, that's so interesting. I didn't see that guy.
A little bit. I do agree with that.
You didn't see the dragon fucker?
I did.
But I overheard in a single player game, you're going towards the same goal. Like, how did you go about meeting those means? And I don't know, that's why I like playing single player. That's where my priorities lie.
There was like a 30-minute conversation behind me this morning between six people about Skyrim, and the whole time I was like, shut up, I'm trying to read my Marvel strategy guide. I gotta figure these combos out, you fucking dicks.
Yes, Michael Grimm likes competitive games. Yeah,
the angry not grandpa. Really,
he likes the idea.
I like fighting games. I hate online shooters and I hate online racing games. Except for the lovely Auto Club Revolution preview that went up today.
Oh.
Wow.
Vroom Vrooms is my grandpa.
Vroom Vrooms. I'm on the box code on a digital release.
I promise you're on there, though, for the one they have in the office.
Felix the Cat says, single player always and forever to infinity and beyond.
Nice.
That's a trademark. You can expect a lawsuit from Disney soon.
No, Pixar.
Whatever.
Why am I being Henry?
Since I don't have tits, I have to admit wait for games to get started or people to preep themselves, but I will admit multiplayer always lasts longer than single player. Says Killshot. I also may have butchered most of that.
I didn't see the word.
How many more of these are
there?
I want to jump to one on the third page. By... Yes, Kim Bam 555.
This is why you look at these in advance.
No. Single player all the way. I've been banned on many Xbox Live accounts thanks to 12-year-olds and other people sending me
to that breaking point. With every single player game, I can enjoy the reward with...
Is the breaking point where you just scream Hitler and N-word?
It's just screaming the N-word over and over again.
We've done articles about trying to get kicked off of Xbox Live, and it's pretty hard.
It's pretty hard, but what I recommend is stick to two words, Tigger and Maggot.
Yeah.
You can't be banned for saying those, and it'll get all your stupid fucking middle America aggression out.
Yep. Also, he says that he has an example
of a kid.
I'm sad
you live there, too.
Tigger and Maggot.
Cursing at him for not playing like he wanted to for the hour, and he exploded and told him to crawl back into his mother and not exist anymore. 20 minutes later, I was banned.
Wow.
He must have been yelling at Major Nelson. Had to have been playing with him and just started screaming at him. Or like Bill Gates' game of Halo Reach.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And remember Lizzie Cuevas, if you're being hassled online, Lizzie Cuevas' quote, I saw her improvise on the spot. Yeah, I'm a girl. You sound fat. And like... fucking beautiful. Fucking beautiful. You sound fat.
Did the guy say anything after that?
I couldn't hear what she was, what was being said to her, but it was clearly very mean-spirited.
I want all the ham. That was mean.
Well, then I have a diabetic condition. Oh, yeah. That wasn't very nice.
Sounds like you're a girl. You're not going to game.
I probably... Oh, did you go out with a fat dude? Are you about a size 14?
No, I'm pretty big down there, too.
Do you like a great big fat person?
You have to start the Buffalo Bill.
All right, what's the new question of the week?
New Dildos. Question of the week is...
Why do you like Assassin's Creed Revelations?
No, new question of the week.
How do you
is,
pronounce Claudia?
Is why don't you shut the fuck up
Whoa!
And let me ask it?
Well, the answer is I have a lot of things to say. And
right.
No, hold on, don't stop
uh-huh,
me
right,
now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, because I have, you know... I'm a voice of a generation.
Okay, question of the week.
Spit on my cue.
Of all the games that have come out either this week... or this month that you're really looking forward to, which are you, there's like, you want to play it, but there's no fucking way in hell you're going to have time until maybe like next year. For me, it's Rayman Origins. I really enjoy what I've played of that game. I really want to get back into it. There are like about 50 things standing between me and it, and about half of them are games that have come out in the last 2 weeks.
I go next.
Okay. No, I go next, Henry.
I meant to say I'll, but it came out.
Did you mean to say that more diplomatically?
I meant to say I'll go next.
Shut up, everybody. It's my
turn.
I go next. So
should say me go next.
Me go next.
Save time. Okay. So what's your game?
Zelda. Yes. I could actually go with Rayman as well, but I'm going to say Zelda because
I think we'll put it off to next year.
I'm going to have to pick between two games that have the word sky in it, and normally I would go with
Skylanders.
Oh yes, yeah. But normally I would go with Zelda in this case, but man, Skyrim. Keith talked me up on Skyrim so much, and I feel like for worky purposes, I should. I feel like I'm going to have to
Isn't
argue.
Isn't that a great excuse?
I feel like, for my
job!
I feel like I'm going to have to be well-versed enough in Skyrim to argue it between it and Portal 2 and Batman.
And so, whatever else gets nominated, Henry.
It's going to be those three.
No, you don't know that.
Did another retro game challenge come out this year? Then I don't think anything's going to take it away from Skyrim.
Portal 2 is...
Skyrim.
Portal 1 was our number one game of all time, and Portal 2 is better than it. So.
Sorry, Skyrim delivers a completely different experience.
Graham, you're shaking
But not
your
completely
head.
Different
Portal
than Oblivion.
Portal 2 is not better than Portal 1.
Yeah,
this is a different conversation.
I would argue that
yes, it is.
Dragons.
All right, but anyway, so yeah, Zelda. Zelda, I realize now I'm not going to have time for.
I am definitely saving that for early next year, though. I have it like slotted in like as soon as shit quiets down.
Yeah, maybe even December 20.
But
I'll get it in December 21st.
And I'm leading my entry in yours. I'm not playing Assassin's Creed Revelations until at least the minute before the next one comes out. If I do it at all, I know it's not important.
Yeah. I feel like it's short enough though. I could fit it in. Like
Assassin's Creed 2 for me is a giant endeavor that I like to spend a lot of time on.
Yeah.
And I said that I did that with myself, saying that these will come out every 2 years. And they're not anymore.
They're coming out every 1 year.
They're coming out every year. But
every 1 year.
I have a couple of games I say that with. But I don't think Assassin's Creed is one of those things that needs to come out every year.
No, it is kind of a strange choice, and I said that in the review, that you know, they're these huge historical mm-hmm. epics. Why do you want to push this out every year? Other than that, like,
cash,
it's your
money,
biggest
money,
franchise.
Cash, money, money.
I mean, it is Ubisoft's biggest franchise. Yeah. They are very committed to this, but I just don't think, you know, turning it into a yearly cash cow is necessarily the right idea.
I'm not one of those people who even hates the original Assassin's Creed. I loved everything they did from the moment they started.
And the thing is, like, I was 100% behind the annual plan. I was like, they're getting like six worldwide studios to each work on different aspects of the game. There won't be a drop in quality. You know, it'll be like, you know, you get a new season of a TV show every year. And after playing this, it's like, maybe it's not the best idea.
Modern Warfare is great. I don't
want to see
one every
this
year.
Series die of diminishing returns. Yeah. I mean, I want to see them work hard and make each one better than the last.
Do you think that part of, I'm sorry to go back to the discussion from but from Section 2.
Well,
but do you
I
think
derailed
that,
this.
Yeah, but do you think that part of the reason, not to go into conspiracies, that this game is scaled back is because they want the third true Assassin's Creed 3 to look even bigger than it is? So if they made a game that was essentially moved the plot forward as much as Brotherhood did, and was as inventive and added as many new things, they wouldn't be able to tag as many bullet points on to look at all the new stuff we're doing with this game. Yeah, we know gamers said that the plot didn't move forward enough with Revelation, so this game is a huge leap forward.
Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't ascribe those motives to them. But I think if it's anything, it's a combination of the yearly release and possibly the shift in the creative direction of it.
I feel like if that problem
like
was going to...
The old creative director left, you know, the guy who created the series and has been replaced by Alex Amancio, who seems to be doing an okay job, but I mean, this was not as good. So.
But I feel like if there was going to be a problem with the yearly releases, it should have shown up in Brotherhood before Revelations.
Yeah, Brotherhood should have sucked.
They only had a year to make a game based on a finished product. This time they had two. It was a different studio.
Assassin's Creed.
No, it was still Montreal that was heading it up.
I feel guilty. I played Saints Row 3 tons in the preview stage.
Okay.
I played probably for about 10 hours. I am 3% complete because all I've done is fuck around. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I really want to get into Skyrim now. Like that's cool. I gave this a good 10 hours. And Batman, like I accidentally beat. I won't say any more than that. I think I can pick it up again later next year. I accidentally finished Batman at 30%.
Oh no! You can't go back and do everything.
Well,
you still
like
can.
I have some finality to my moment.
Hmm.
There is some closure for what happened to me.
There's still stuff to clean up.
No shit, but you run the credits like that. And make me sit through them. I think it's over.
They make it pretty clear when you're coming to the last.
I got a lot of stuff to do, Hank.
He's a busy man, Hank.
Yes, I got that
also,
game in laser time.
According to Yahtzee's thing, there are certain side quests that you are cut off from after the end of the game.
Yep. So like, I feel like I already fucked up. I feel like I already fucked up.
Wait, there are? I don't think there are.
No, I haven't gotten to that point to. Experience it. That's from watching Yahtzee Croshaw's video.
I completed all but two of the side quests after the game was over.
Well, those are the two that are locked out.
No way. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's. I'm
pretty sure.
Calling bullshit.
And a secret
Yahtzee.
One.
Science.
It's hidden behind the last star coin.
All right.
It's after you grab the Triforce.
Someone else should answer this question.
Mike Graham!
Odo Media's excellent.
Hey, that did Seriously? Come out this week. What? Yeah, I forgot.
What did you just say?
Photo Media is excellent.
It's about a cute girl that's
who
flies
is also
planes.
A spaceship. Jimmy Johnson's anything with an engine.
Cute robot anime girls riding jet ships that are Vic Viper.
Oh, on, that dude. Looks fucking awesome.
Oh, it's going to be the best. It's going to be jerk tits. Off so hard and long to the anime girls riding those rockets like wieners.
Could you imagine if you could draw girls like that yourself? Would you just never stop jerking off to your own pencil sketches? It'd be beautiful.
It's the reality I live in.
I do.
Carpal
I do
tunnel in both hands.
Those artists just like lose the ability to get turned on by their own shit. Like, yeah, this is just something.
It's like trying to tickle yourself.
Superman.
You can't
yourself.
Do it.
Like that's why porn comics so artists can continue and finish their projects without losing interest.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a little bit older on the game for myself into just last month. Or maybe it's the month before. Anyway, I haven't had a chance to start Gears of War 3.
Oh!
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Even though Gears of War is one of my favorite franchises, I did not get a chance to start it because I was busy. And now, I mean, I was going to say...
Revive me!
That he should be revived. I was going to say Saints Row because I was just going to skip it, but Grim has convinced me to go fucking strap it on, so I'm going to do that tonight.
And strap it on, slide it in.
Yes. I was going to skip it, but now I can't.
Freak Marcus Phoenix the fuck out, apparently.
Has anyone ever
See,
taken...
now he's into it.
I have a question. I have a question for you because you know this in a
Okay, no, hit a nerve that
he's
time.
Back.
Has anyone
back.
Ever taken audio from, like, him doing, like, the character on Adventure Time and Bender, but edited it over footage of him in Gears of War? I feel like that would be awesome.
I wish somebody would do it with him and Nolan North, because I don't know why they needed to voice 800 million characters in Arkham City.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Every single inmate is Marcus Phoenix.
Yes,
and Nathan Drake.
And it's
and you can always tell
Assassin's Creed. Yes.
But you can always tell.
Yeah, you're gonna like.
I hear the Penguin's gonna. No, he's not. He's.
Hey, Fry, why do you get the Batarang? Terrible impersonation.
Really bad.
Yeah. You're not going to make it out of here alive, Batman.
Look, if Batman comes to me, I'll tell him to bite my shiny metal. I should just stop. That took too much to set up. And I just.
This really better than mine. Way better than mine.
You can just ask him to talk slightly differently, though. Like, it's such a famous voice that, like.
But you were with me when we met him, right?
Yeah,
It's like, that's not, like, a weird thing he adopted. He's a giant person, John DiMaggio.
I love that guy.
He's huge. I am tall.
We all were about to stand. Yeah, like, he's John Goodman big.
I'm happy at least he's not getting paid to do more of his really obnoxious gay voice, which isn't particularly funny.
Terry from Futurama. Ha! No, that's not...
Wait, he does Terry?
Well, not Terry. Well, whatever. The super gay one, who the blonde hair wears pink.
That's Terry.
Remember. Yeah, Terry.
Pretty sure it's Terry.
I don't know about you, but I enjoy every joke made at the expense of the gay community.
That's every going on your next highlight record.
Yep.
Shit.
So answer that question in the TalkRadar forum.
TalkRadar.com/forum. Someone else will probably start the thread.
I wish you guys...
What game you play 2012?
I wish you guys even knew the URL. TalkRadar.com /forum.
GamesRadar.com /forum.
GameSpot.com /.
My bad.
Just go to GameSpot. We'll all end up there.
Start a forum on there for the GameSpot.
GamesRadar.com /forum/threads.jspa ?thread ID 9187.
Did I say TalkRadar.com?
You said TalkRadar with no .com /forum.
Wow.
www.internet.
It is late.
If you type that into Google, I'm sure you'll get something.
Go to clownpenis.fart.
Clownpenis.fart.
So,
or Batman the podcast.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
I'm sorry. That was my fart
Batman
forwarding to another website.
Everything you need to know about Arkham City.
No, I believe everything you need to know about Arkham City is currently located on GamesRadar.com /cheats/Batman.
I believe you mean CheatPlanet.com.
Ooh, burn.
You're right.
Yeah,
go with what Cooper said.
Yes, except not, because it was wrong.
The giant amphibian GamesRadar puts its turtle shell on that Mike... Sorry.
I get what you're saying. I follow you.
Yeah. A house of people.
Though a turtle is not an amphibian, though.
Remember Master of Disguise of Dana Carvey? Turtle. That was so funny.
I saw that in theaters.
All right, let's end this.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, okay, so
well,
taking us out
this week.
Oh, yeah, let's plug stuff.
I got a lot of stuff to plug.
I've got the Years as Old Laser Time and PC Gamer Digital.
No, it's not.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But let me go first. I'm currently putting up the Assassin's Creed guide that I promised you guys last week. Our CMS, you don't know what that is, but that's fine.
Content management system.
Yes, our content management system is going a bit more slowly than I anticipated, so it's going up in parts. The first three parts are up now with maps for the rest. If you're looking for the data fragments or the Ishak Pasha memoir pages in Assassin's Creed Revelations, there you go.
He even knows the name of that weird shit.
Yep.
And it's
I've spent hours and hours tracking it all down.
You showed me your work in progress guide. You're like, man, I have all these guys' pages, and I had beaten the game, and I'm like, what pages? Where are they? What's going on? I don't remember them at all.
Yep. They're only like 10, right?
Yeah, there's 10 pages and 100 fragments.
Wow.
Go on, Henry.
Mario!
No, Mario's
There's
done.
A Mario on the Mario.
There is, you know...
Wrestling!
Mario! First there's GameCube anniversaries.
Ooh, I want to help.
Too late.
Oh!
Did you write something nice about Mario Sunshine?
Too late on that account, too.
Wow, fuck you guys.
But... you're a very busy guy.
I'm definitely doing more important things, but I do want to know.
Well, you can
also,
beat him at Games Radar.
Next week, you will see a bunch of wrestling stuff from me, including the review for WWE 12. Hey, let's not jump the gun here, guys. You never know. You never know what kind of score I'm going to get.
I was only using legacy, evidence, and precedent.
Anyways, by the way, there's a pretty. Our listeners love Macho Man Randy Savage as much as I do. And
that's
with,
the one.
That was Kool-Aid Man.
And with very little fanfare, they reveal that Randy Savage is
Randy
a DLC character for WWE 12. Maybe.
May he rest in peace.
They didn't give a price.
May you rest in money.
It has a very sad ending on the trailer where they're just like, legends live forever.
What?
And it's just silent for a while. Like it made me sad. But anyway, so yeah, maybe watch that video on the site, you know, if you like Macho Man.
You're saying that video.
Snap into it!
No,
yep.
No.
Snap into that video.
My grandma just looked at me like, no, you shouldn't have done that.
No. All right.
Sorry, I tried. It's a go ahead.
Oh, Michael's Guide.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you should be clicking on.
That's true. Click on it really lots of times. Just,
please
know,
do.
Click on it and hit back and click on it again.
Run a script that
really
changes your IP address
every
time.
Oh, yeah, no, that's important.
I bet we'll have a Zeruda guide soon. Zeruda. Zelda, that's how the Japanese say
it. Isn't it Zeruda?
Zeruda.
To Y-Ride 2 Princessu.
The Skyrad Swad?
Like yeah, there's that going up and some other guides. Oh, I got a KOF 13 review going up next week.
Oh, get hype. Oh, boy. It's going to get racers.
that fucking game, Jesus Christ.
This is when the lesser reviews start coming up, guys. But,
this is the stragglers.
Yeah, anything that comes out after December 1st.
I'm going to make it in before 2012.
Not
I'm
Mario
do
Kart.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, and, of course, Fortune Street. Right, guys, for the Wii Fortune Street. God.
So
it's a board game where you get to play as Mario and Dragon Quest characters. I mean, come on, right, guys?
Like fucking Henry,
you're hurting my brain.
It's Henry Gilbert.
Have you not heard of it? Carol and I were forced to play that at Comic-Con. It was incredibly
excruciating. And I'm missing an appointment this week to go to this WWE thing. It's very disappointing.
It's not that it wasn't fun. It's like, let us show you the game like in like 4 seconds. I get it. Like, no, we have to go through like a whole run. That's going to take an hour. Yeah, but you got to see Oh my God! Oh my God! Can I please get out of this? No, I understand. I know what Fortune Street is. Holy shit!
I wish I could have got to play it at E3, but I had no time. All right, sorry.
All right. So, anybody else?
Yes, Cooper. Okay. Not much, but we should have probably going up by the time this is up a comparison video of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3's big epic second level, the one where that was the E3 demo where you're like start underwater and you go through a submarine and then you ride in a boat and things are blowing up. Of the Xbox 360 version and the Wii version, which doesn't look as good.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't look as good. surprisingly.
By the way, everything everybody has seen so far, thank you very much, but that'll also be on LaserTimePodcast.com. We already have these articles ready, or at least links to yours. But check that out. I got new hosting, and it's costing me so much, it's making the site not worth it. So
that doesn't get a fart.
Support Laser Time Podcast. PC Gamer Digital. PC Gamer Digital. I'm giving you plenty of stuff to remix. PC Gamer Digital.
Yeah,
PC Gamer
voices.
Digital. There's
sing
your
it,
Al
sing
version.
It, sing
PC
it.
Gamer Digital.
No.
Extra my PC Gamer. I can't sing. digital.
I like how you immediately go to opera.
Do a New Jack Swing.
What?
New Jack Swing.
Example.
PC Gamer Digital.
With more feeling.
No.
No,
that's your job. I'm bad at singing.
I almost got him. No, I'm not going to trill like some American Idol fucking contestant.
Then do it like an X-Factor.
I don't have to because the product speaks for itself. Both
what product
Laser
is
Time
that?
And PC Gamer Digital. And the Saints Row video that we all... Like, I really... Everyone... You two were fucking hysterical in it. I'm very happy about it.
Oh, that's good.
And I didn't see... I haven't seen the final video, but I saw
seconds
your
seconds of screen time.
Well, I'm...
I
have a wizard
2 seconds.
Hero guy.
At least you got words.
But
got
PC Gamer Digital, I said I will give out... I haven't run this by any of my bosses, and they don't want me to do this. But I'll say first 50, maybe to 100 people who befriend me on Steam, I will buy you a copy of the latest episode of PC Gamer Digital featuring all Minecraft shit. An awesome scavenger hunt that Tyler Wilde and I got to concoct, and Evan Lottie and Chris Comiskey and Josh Augustine and I play. We have a look at the mods, a slider guide, to a bunch of other Minecraft stuff. It's fucking beautiful, interactive, fun. Only 99 cents. I'm going to buy it for anybody who befriends C. Antista on Steam, and I'm not going to tell you how to spell that because it's basically the only thing you have to overcome to win the contest.
Why stop at 100? Let's say a million. First million people.
First million. But I'm only covering the first 100. You
that's
got
fair.
The rest?
That's fair.
All right.
That's fair.
It's cool.
We'll expense it.
All right. If that's everything, then let's go out this week on Epic Skyrim Rap by Dan Bull, which somebody suggested to me last week. And night, everybody.
Who is rapping? Overkeen. Dragons? I'm not overkeen. I'll dice them like a knife, slicing right through an aubergine. My dragon shelf flow is sweeter than a soda stream. You won't believe your eyes. I'm like an overload of dopamine. A broadsword in one hand and a magic spell in the other. I'm the last of the dragonborn. There's no other, my brother, so run for cover. If you've got scales, then I'm on your tail, and I will not fail like a free-roaming sandbox game. I'm off the rails, I walk the trail through awful gales and storms of hail till all the nails are knocked into your coffin. I'm not stopping till you're impaled, and I prevailed in the name of the Nords. I pray to the Lord, you all get a taste of the blade of my sword. I'm taking on hordes of enemies, I face him with hordes of weaponry. The drain of my force, the chemistry comes into play with retorts and recipes. Alchemy mixing like a DJ, restoration, restore my energy. My legacy of is the elegy prophecies written in heavenly bodies and buried with everybody that ever did bother to mess with me. Dead in them terribly, horribly. I'm a celebrity, honestly. You're a wannabe, I'm a prodigy. The suggestion you're better than me at being a warrior? Ha! Comedy, it's a gift to me. I don't just spit flames lyrically, but literally. And the Elder Scrolls are scripts in which I've written your obituary. I am the Dragonborn, wearing a hat with badass horns. I'm Dovahkiin, I'm globally, you're nobody at all.